They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Stop on the run. Stop on the run.
Fantastic.
Kiss my left ball, Tim Witt. Bite my left nipple, ass wipe. Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know, every day I see them and I think that they're looking for UNICEF.
I'm hoping that one day they're just not going to be here.
They will get take the donation.
Oh, look at that.
There they are, every day.
Like a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, the man of faith, the man of hate, and the soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know, it's nice to be back in our studio, even though it's not modern, like Encounter at LAX Airport.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw you on the History Channel this weekend, Rob.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Winner, and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're great listeners because God gave them four ears and two mouths. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and Aloma, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Monday, May 20th.
Right.
There you go. I want to make sure the board is configured different, and that was Buzz's way of telling me that his microphone is indeed in a different spot, and I have noodled it through.
And his way of reminding you to introduce him.
I will in due time. In due time, you bully. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. There he is, to my left and to your right. Right, radio's Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And can you hear me, Leah?
Now, this is the new technical configuration as we...
Leah?
We have phone lines going. Oh, there she is.
Hold on. Let me play her in as well.
It's the star-studded King of Queens season finale.
Why would it be hurting you on purpose?
I'm not sure. I was a little distracted by the smoke coming out of my jaw. All new CBS Big Finale Monday.
There you go. Big finale Monday tonight. Here's TV's Leah Remini. Hi, Leah.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby.
Good morning.
Are you like wearing fuzzy slippers right now?
Oh my God, I am.
Okay, let's
I'm
start
wearing
with
my Uggs.
Your what?
My Uggs.
Your Uggs.
Which are very ugly slippers, but they're most comfy.
Comfy.
I'm hearing some echo in here.
It sounds to me.
Do you hear this echo?
It sounds to me, listening to you, that is the little setup we have for you. Is it in your kitchen?
No, it's in the big living room.
In the big living room.
Well, that would be the reverberation of the. Is it the big living room that I was in with the new couch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then that would be the sound of the big living room.
Yeah. You know, this is a very
not the smartest decision I've made, huh?
It's always a little delay when we're doing the connection out to Los Angeles, and that's what we've got here. Is your sister Nick there?
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don. You know your house is on the front page of the Coastal Dispatch in Ocean City.
Yes, listen, I've got so many wonderful things to tell you about this weekend.
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe I saw that.
I couldn't be happier. Let me just say to the good people of the Ocean City Times, why not just draw a map to my house?
Map of the stars' homes.
Hold on, I got it right.
They published
here.
A picture of your tornado-damaged house at the beach.
Yes, now, Buzz, if you look here at the Ocean City Today newspaper.
Very colorful.
It says, fierce storm wallops Worcester County.
Uh-huh. There you are on the front page.
And there is my house.
Wow, congratulations.
And just so that you know it's my house, it says, the vacation home in, and I'm not going to mention the address.
I can't believe they did it. Was somebody just trying to mess with you?
Although they give my address. The vacation home in of radio talk show host Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show was split open by falling trees.
I mean, I tell you, the pictures you showed me before, those are you know, obviously professional quality.
And then later it says, down the street, after they virtually give the address, down the street, the summer home of radio personality Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show was split open by several trees.
But that's not your car, right? On the second picture, that's not that.
Although that's very similar to what happened to the Mustang.
It got messed up too.
Yeah, I got it all banged up.
Well, you'll have to contact them and say a gigantic thank you.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You know what they say is that all publicity is good publicity, just so long as they spell your name right.
That's right.
And then today on the way to work, I was stopped by another fan. You know, I can't help it that
autograph seeker.
A guy wanted my autograph on
a yellow legal document.
On a yellow legal document because I was speeding.
Oh my God!
It's been
a long time.
On my way to work. It's been 4 years, Buzz.
Wow. Oh,
and I mentioned it to the officer. What is that? Someone at your door, Leo?
No, Nicole's writing me a note.
You know, is that? I was wondering if that was the way that Leo was going to indicate that she wanted to say something. Is that like a coffee table that somebody found?
Yeah. Can I tell you? We really didn't make the best decision when it comes to this thing because now I'm feeling very self-conscious because I can hear myself with this echo. It's really annoying. My dog is sitting in my chair, so I have like maybe 2 centimeters of room. Everything my sister does, you could hear. Like she just walked up to get me some tissues and it just rocked the whole living room.
But I love the idea. I really love the idea. If you want to say something, of knocking on the cocktail table, that is fantastic.
you dive in. Dive in whenever, and we've got the tape. Leah was on the...
And listen, and this is me putting down a coffee mug. Ready? Can you hear that?
You know, who selected that room? Did,
me, of course, because I'm a schmuck.
But is the, like, equipment... is the microphone on a little microphone stand? Is that what it's on?
It's on a stand, but it's on this horrible coffee table.
And that's you're gonna hear you drop a pencil, it's gonna sound like a
can you move the equipment to another room that's not the room she's in has these giant cathedral ceilings.
I think what she should do, and I don't know what the configuration is, but can you take the microphone out of the stand? And just kind of hold it and like lay it on the couch when you don't want to talk into it? Because that's probably going to be better than having that. See, I can't make the sound because we're in a soundproof studio.
I can do it.
Buzz made the sound.
I'll have to figure it out.
All right, I'll have
to figure it out. Did you? No, go ahead and talk about the fact that I talked about you the whole segment.
You did?
Really? Because I didn't get a chance to see it because we were flying. So
and we will get to that in just a moment. And we thank you for that. Mm-hmm. We have the entire tape of Leo on the Craig Kilborn Show.
She didn't let us down.
No, she did not.
Way to go, Leah.
We also we have our...
I talked about you too much, I think, because I forgot to talk about my show.
Oh. Well, you get plenty of chances today. The 100th episode of King of Queens tonight.
Mm-hmm. Star-studded, as they said on the commercial.
Tonight. Yes.
Season finale.
It's the star-studded King of Queens season finale.
That's tonight.
I understand they've got William Hurt, Ben Stiller, they've got Tim Matheson, Katharine Hepburn. They're actually digging up Lee Marvin to be on the episode
tonight.
That's
great.
It's going to be incredible.
Funny bit.
Come on.
Star-studded King of Queens season finale.
Why did he hurt?
What? She's
a
funny girl. She's just looking at Nicole all bored. I know exactly what the look is.
That's very funny.
Bit of a...
Do you have your candles burning, gentlemen?
No, we do not have the candles burning.
I burned mine at home. Oh. My house smells great, Leo. Thank you. Who stole my candle? Because it didn't make it back from California.
I think Lisa stole my candle and your candle.
Mm.
Wow. And
Lisa got her own candle.
Well, she stole ours.
I think
guess you just didn't care enough to keep track of it, Mike, did you?
I think we gave our candles to Lisa, as a matter of fact. As a kind gesture.
When someone gives you a gift, it's nice to give it away.
We re-gifted.
Especially when Lisa got her own.
We re-gifted.
Well, I think that we... Well, I shouldn't say this on the air.
Why?
We felt bad for Lisa with what you said that Lisa didn't hear.
Leif Garrett?
Oh, oh dear God!
She didn't hear that.
Oh dear,
she did
now.
She didn't
oh, dear.
Hear.
Oh,
hold on.
She gave me the finger that day.
You did hear that?
About?
Yeah, they were on the phone. Nicole and Leah were on the phone through the glass,
right?
And I just thought that was cute. First of all, and then she laughed and said she called you Leif Garrett. So I, of course, then gave her the fingers through the glass.
See, right. We don't know. You know what? When you get women on the show, you don't know what's
don't
going
know.
On.
And so you looked upset because Leah said you looked like Leif Garrett, which I don't think is she didn't mean as a compliment. I can't imagine.
But Leif Garrett's a boy.
I didn't really mean this as
a pretty
insult.
Boy.
Yeah, he is a pretty boy. But no, I was just busting her chops.
And she looks like Leif Garrett.
Well, I'll tell you, she got candles out of the deal. We re-gifted your candles.
Yes, thanks.
So you felt so bad for... You're welcome. You felt so bad for her that you gave away the candles that I gave you?
We did.
Yeah.
And I plugged her on Craig, even? I mean...
Well,
come
you
on,
know, we appreciated that. Oh, we really did.
Settle down.
Put
everybody.
Your feet up.
Nice to know that when I get you a gift, you can give it away because you felt so bad for Lisa because I called her.
Are
Lisa
you reclining?
It's
are
like
you
the worst thing?
Are you reclining
but,
right now?
You did say she looks like a boy.
I didn't. I was busting her chops, which is a sign of affection.
Kidding around.
That's right.
Just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm joshing.
She's a kidder. Okay. Listen, before we get to the weekend recap.
Yes.
And we do want to tell everybody about our trip back from L.A. I do want to make a call, a serious call to my cunny honey with a very serious offer to my wife. And I want everyone to bear witness to this now.
Hey, all right. This is exciting. It sounds like you're... setting the table for something special.
Well, I believe I'm going to be setting the table for something very special that she's requested over the years. Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Baby.
What?
Now, listen, I know that we are stressed out because of the tree going through the house.
Yes, yes. I've been on the phone with insurance companies all morning.
All right. I want to tell you something that in a couple of weeks from now, courtesy of the good people of HBO, Frida and I and Rob and Carrie will be flying on an airplane with no propellers down to Memphis to go to the Mike Tyson
Lennox Lewis
fight.
Great fight. Going to be a fabulous fight.
And we're going to be spending the weekend in Memphis, which for Rob and I is a dream.
Christmas.
Which for our wives is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. On my birthday.
Yeah, and it's on my wife's birthday on June 7th. Now, honey.
Going to a place I don't want to be on my birthday.
I want to ask you something
the way
now.
My luck's been running lately.
I want to ask you something now, and I mean, I am absolutely serious as cancer.
Okay, the answer is yes. If you're talking about getting something for me, doing something for
yes,
me.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Would
yes.
you?
No,
would you? Wait, let me finish.
I smell Elvis.
Would you?
No.
Would you marry me again?
No.
In the Graceland Chapel in the woods.
Do it!
Nestled in the woods adjacent to Elvis's beloved home, Graceland, this quaint chapel in the woods is a perfect setting for a wedding to remember.
Wow.
Graceland's Chapel in the woods offers all the amenities and services you would expect from larger venues. Honey, it can be you and I. Rob is the best man. Carrie is as the bride of honor.
Maid of honor. Matron of honor.
Matron of honor.
Matron. I love that word.
And honey,
yes.
you and I can be remarried. We can renew our vows.
Write your own vows.
We can renew and write our own vows. And just to let you know that it's not, and incidentally, it's not cheap. In order to maintain the sanctity of the chapel and respect the memory of Elvis,
we're going to charge you $1 million.
Graceland requires that all attire reflect the dignity
yes.
of your wedding day.
Jumpsuit.
So NASCAR t-shirts not allowed?
Not allowed. And also, while we are, after we are married, we have our choices of songs, such as Burning Love. Now, personally, me, renewing the vows, I don't think Suspicious Minds would be a proper song to go with.
How about In the Ghetto?
I was thinking In the Cold Kentucky Rain.
Kentucky Rain.
Don't Cry, Daddy.
maybe.
What's that one, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear?
Teddy Bear was good, and that's short. That's like a minute 54.
How about Glory, Glory, Hallelujah? You know,
oh, the American Trilogy.
Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
So listen, honey, the question is, I'm asking you now, and this is something I know you have wanted over the years.
Special moment on the show right now.
Yeah, this is every girl's dream. That's right.
You have, for years, you've asked about the redoing of the wedding. So honey, the question is,
you know, I don't know what I did, how I messed up my karma so bad lately.
Please.
The tornado, I didn't even tell you when you were out of town about getting caught in the flash flood. You know, now you want to marry me in the Elvis
Honey,
Chapel.
Let's renew our vows. Let's renew our vows as we head into our third
What do
decade.
They say on the TV commercials? Show them you do it again, all of them.
Mm-hmm. As we head into our third decade of marriage.
Congratulations.
Let us renew our vows at the Elvis Presley Graceland Chapel in the Woods.
We who have never made it one decade.
Why did you make it perfect for me and do it in full dress uniform of Star Trek? So I,
honey, listen,
I'm really thrilled.
I'm being serious about this. I have arrangements to make because it's 2 weeks away.
So technically, you are proposing.
Will you marry me again?
If I can have access to Elvis's kit for this occasion.
What do you need? Some perps?
I need some
meds?
Something. I really do.
Buzz,
need some
yes.
Something.
Could you hook her up?
Be happy to supply you with that.
She'll
stand there in the chapel, loopy on Vicodin.
Uh-huh. All right, then, will you marry me when we go to Memphis?
I would marry Elvis's corpse if Buzz supplies the
name. Oh, man.
That is not
beautiful.
Exactly the answer I was looking for.
But it is a yes, Don. It's a yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rob,
if you could get married at Elvis's chapel, would you?
Would you? Would you? If you could renew your vows as you head into your third decade of marriage, would you? Would you at Elvis Presley's Graceland Chapel in the Woods?
Would you?
And, honey, listen, I can't even take credit for this idea. You know whose idea it was?
Rob?
No.
No.
You will be surprised.
Carrie's. It was Carrie's idea.
Yeah.
And for the reception, we'd love to take you to Elvis Presley's Memphis restaurant for the gospel brunch.
Ooh.
So please, honey, can we get married again? Can we renew our vows?
That would be lovely.
She already said yes.
Yes, she did say yes.
All right.
She said yes.
Thank you, Leah. All right. There you go, honey. There's the great news. That news.
Jesus.
That news will get you through the troubles of whatever lies ahead today.
Yeah, well, all I can say is there better be one mighty hefty ring involved in this little
thing. Oh, wow. A new ring.
Yeah.
A TCB ring.
Right.
Yeah, like an Elvis ring.
With a horseshoe?
Made out of plastic.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
I love you, boo.
Thank you. As we head into it, I love this. Our third decade together.
Amazing.
The third decade together. And
if the Armageddon doesn't happen before we make it that far.
There you go, honey. Now, come on.
Around
come on.
My house.
Now, come on now. Right. Hey, turn that frown upside down.
I think it's a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
Goodbye. I love you, sweetie.
All right.
Very
bye,
sweet.
Bye,
Frida.
Very sweet. Bye-bye. Hey, sweet Rob.
Sweet.
We pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night.
Elvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. So give it up. Just, please forgive us.
Yeah, he didn't take drugs.
No,
he's fine. I'm Elvis Aaron Presley. I didn't do my latest record.
And of all people, it was Carrie that over the weekend.
Nice.
I called Rob to ask him some stuff, and Carrie said, hey, I got a great idea. You know how Frida's always asking you to renew your vows?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about at the Elvis Presley Graceland Chapel in the Wood?
That is fantastic. It's going to be a beautiful, touching ceremony. Will we have it on the magic of audio tape?
We will actually have the magic of videotape.
Videotape
and,
you'll be able to get
audio.
The audio. That's good.
And
but make sure you get that good audio, you know.
It's a stereo camera. It's there excellent audio. And I think you'll enjoy afterwards the session of you and your bride, your best man, and your matron of honor posing with a professional photographer in front of the mansion.
Ah, there you go. Fantastic.
Part of Grace.
I know the ladies couldn't be more excited.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be good. They don't even have to be in the picture, really.
Yeah, you know what? I might as well just go down and marry Rob.
You ought to just write some vows for Rob. That's exactly what it ought to be.
Honey, I do.
I do.
So listen, here's the deal on the weekend. Well, first, Star Wars. Let me just say to all you Star Wars idiots, it did not make as much as Spider-Man did.
No. I'm surprised.
That you're gonna hear that figure of $116 million.
All right.
That is from Thursday through Sunday over the actual weekend.
So technically it did not do, Rob, yes.
Have you heard the spin?
What's the spin?
The reason it didn't make as much is George Lucas would only book it in theaters that had THX sound systems. Well, it wasn't on as many screens.
He wanted the digital technology to enhance the product.
Right. Well, he kissed my ass because Spider-Man is king.
That's
Spider-Man.
Right.
So we will be talking about Star Wars today. Also, I'd like to talk about the the worthless Cosby reunion show last night.
Bill Cosby, he's old.
The X-Files finale. I never watched the X-Files. I logged a couple of seconds of it. I'm going to need someone to help. They have to help me walk me through what the F was going on last night.
What's with all these reunions, sitcoms, final episodes? What's all this about?
Well, you know what it is? What it is, Mike, is during 9/11, some ass figured out that a way to bring the nation together would be to have Carol Burnett reunite with all the schmucks that were on her show.
Absolutely.
And it pulled a gigantic rating because people were feeling nostalgic way back around 9/11, back when we were all into that love each other as equals thing.
You remember.
And people just gave that show gangbuster ratings.
Right.
So now everybody gets a reunion show.
Incredible.
And the Cosby Show last night, it might as well just have been Bill Cosby sitting there in a recliner with a gigantic jar of KY jelly.
Now I'd like everybody to walk up and back of me, take the KY and just grease me up and do me.
That was absolutely it.
Raggots and rolls and regenizers.
Well, we must start today's show with the weekend recap.
Yeah.
And the weekend recap is this, that we get done with the show Friday. We find out that Leah has signed another one-week contract to work with us.
We're very thrilled about that.
And we thank you for that, Leah.
Leah is too, as you can hear. You can hear Leah is very thrilled. You can hear the constant, she passed away.
Hello.
And we're back. Yes, hello.
And we're back.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So Leah,
She's looking at her sister with a bored expression on her.
Going to continue.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm there, baby. Yeah. I'm there. I got a camera on you.
We know what's happening. We know what's happening.
Ahead. Just staring. Absolute unbroken eye contact between Leah and Nicole. Just going.
That's very true.
Right.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You know what? A part of the deal was that we were going to hear about your fabulous Hollywood weekend.
Yeah.
So why
I don't have fabulous Hollywood weekends.
You kicked your weekend off with a fabulous appearance on a major network television show.
We're
not your own, my dear.
We're going to devote the next segment to that.
Oh, we are. Okay, so that wouldn't be included in the fabulous Hollywood weekend.
No, so
Yes, go ahead, Leah.
If you say anything about what I said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to absolutely kill you, Don.
Why would I say anything about what you said?
You mean on the TV show?
I hope you don't.
On Craig Kilborn? You're giving me
that? Yes, go ahead. It might as well have been the whole segment was basically about your show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great. Well, then why would I be upset? Miss Guilty Conscience.
No, I'm not saying. I just know you, and sometimes you nitpick, like when you went on my website and you go, it's Sally Field, not Sally Fields. All right, big deal.
She remembers details like that. All I know is that trying to coordinate lunch on Friday when we were getting ready to leave
was funny.
Jesus Christ, in a sad way.
You know, we can't
between our crew and your crew. I didn't have a crew.
I had my sister.
Well, you know, I mean, that's your crew. That's your homie.
Here's the deal. We're in one studio, and there's a piece of glass, and on the other side, there's the engineers, and there's Charlie and Lisa, and there's Nicole, and out in the hallway, we're having these meetings where it's being passed along that Leah would like to have lunch, but Leah has to go to makeup to be on the Craig Kilborn show.
Right. So she had a pretty limited amount of time. We had to get back to the hotel to get out before 1 o'clock because that was our, they do this thing at the hotel. I've never heard of it before, but they actually do it where your key will not work after 1 o'clock to get into your hotel.
You want a 1 o'clock checkout, you got to be out of there by 1 o'clock. Otherwise, your room doesn't open and they charge you for another day.
And our hotel was...
Are you sure? I didn't even know that.
Hotel was down in the opposite direction of where Leah had to go to get ready for Craig Kilborn. So we were trying to coordinate all of this, and I made made a mistake that I made a couple of times on the week in California. A mistake I'm not going to make again. I got involved.
What?
I got involved.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not good.
What do you mean you got involved?
I got involved in trying to coordinate the, and I came into the other side of the glass and said to Lisa, hey, we're going to do it this way. And then Lisa and Nicole said, no, we're going to do it this way. We already made the reservation. And I'm like, all right, we'll just, I'll forget.
And Leah is talking to Nicole. Leah's talking to Nicole on the cell phone.
Exactly. Big deal. It's not a big deal. That's why I'm not going to do that anymore.
Even though they're just, they're 3 feet away from each other, but they're talking on the cell phones.
Because she thought it was funny.
And it was. And it then, was. My side still hurts.
And then finally I said...
I didn't say it was rip-roaring funny and hold your gut laugh, but it was kind of, it was stupid and it was funny.
So then finally I just said, when Leah came in, I said, listen, everybody is just afraid to ask you about lunch. Why don't we just talk about lunch? You want to go to the place across the street because you want to go, you got to go have your makeup done. We want to go the other way.
No, I don't want to go have my makeup done.
Well,
I had
you
to
had
get my
to.
Makeup
Needed
done.
To. And okay. we have to go the other way. And then and then I just said to Leah, so it's no big deal, right? And she said, right. And problem was solved.
Well, it was frustrating because we did try to, get together a couple of times during the week. And, the way the week went, it would have been good for us to all sit down and maybe have a casual atmosphere where we weren't in that work environment. And hopefully we would get a chance to do it again. I was kind of bummed out we weren't able to do that. But because I was a wheel man, because I was driving, and because we were going to fly, I wanted to be...
to drink heavily.
Prepared.
Uh-huh. And Mike then had his dream come true, and we got to... LAX, and we got our tickets, and we had like 2 hours before the plane, and right in the middle of LAX is this a restaurant. Maybe you've seen it in the Dockers ads.
It's in the Jetsons, actually.
Uh-huh. It is.
It's where I've always wanted to eat in Los.
A futuristic restaurant.
Like a space needle.
It's super. It's like you're eating in the future. And I really wanted to.
I've been there.
Oh, it's so
what is it called?
Encounters. Encounters.
It's called Piece of S.
Yeah.
Is
mm-hmm.
what it's called.
It's not Piece of S. It's fantastic.
And first off, it was an incredible hike. And everybody else had checked their bags except me.
Right.
Because I had.
But at least you didn't complain. At least you didn't complain. You're complaining, actually. You did advance complaining. You anticipated the complaining and stuff like that. And so you saw where it was. And at one point we went by, and I'm like, well, the way Los Angeles International Airport works is you kind of go in a circle, mm-hmm. and they've got the terminals in a circle. And then in the middle of the circle is this space-age Jetson-like. And Don indicated rather strongly that you were not going to, you didn't want to haul your bag because you weren't checking your bag. You didn't want to haul your bag
a
long distance.
I'm fine eating at TGI McFridays.
Right. One thing that you didn't do when we finally got to the gate was the last time I was in LAX, the terminal we were in didn't have anything like what they had in there the last time. So we actually could have gone into the gate area and had something.
And a nice meal.
And eat and drink. Yeah, I mean, it's completely, it's been refurbished.
We didn't know. They had a nice Wolfgang Puck restaurant we could have gone to. But
we ended up doing the long hike with Don hauling his bag to the Space Age restaurant.
Thank you, Don.
When we got into that space restaurant, let me tell you, was that the most futuristic, exciting? No, it wasn't.
No surprise when they come around with the menus when they say that the place was designed by the Imagineers at Walt Disney World.
Well, I think the waiters and waitresses could maybe tweak it up by putting on Space Age costumes.
At least a fishbowl on their head. I think one thing we learned from the future is that the prices aren't going down.
No.
Thank you, Don.
So we get to this place, and I'm pissed that we're eating at this place, and I'm
we have names for all of us when we get to that certain level of frustration. We call each other Ed. And what Ed is Ed Anger. And Ed Anger is when you're not happy about being somewhere. So Ed came out. Well, Ed was there like on the ride over, basically.
Well, Ed was there at the end of the show, actually.
Right, exactly.
Ed was
Ed was there.
Edward was there.
Edward Anger was there, and Edward Anger was progressively getting angry as we got close to the airport. And I got excited when I saw the Space Age.
I was mad because we couldn't figure out what we were doing with lunch with Leah,
right.
and then we get to the airport,
and then
Mike is like, again, Joe Tourist, we got to eat at that restaurant.
Well, no, I said we could eat at that little circular place, and then, Ape Man, the frugal gourmet, Gourmet, who I should, you know, what an idiot I am even listening to this guy talk. The food not good. Well, food not good for him is anything that, you know, that doesn't, you know, involve putting it into a, you know, 15 inches down into a deep fryer. So then he's going to go,
So Broyhill doesn't want to go to this restaurant either.
Food not good. Food not good. Don't have burger. You know, this is a man who throws his own feces.
So I am voted down, and I begrudgingly walk the 5 miles to this restaurant of the future.
Yeah, nobody offered to help you with your bag. Either. No, I actually offered to help you with your bag, but you were stoic about it, and you said, no, I'm fine.
Okay, tourist. You got to go to the big end. It doesn't even rotate.
No. Well, I was bummed about that, and I will tell you that I was looking for Hank's Look Around Cafe. So, I wanted to see all the angles.
So
I'm such an ass.
We get there, and it's like, I'm not exaggerating when I say 1,000 degrees.
Right.
And we sit down, and it's outside, it's about 80. And
the only thing that would have improved that room is Miss Leah Remini.
Inside.
Absolutely. Would have been good to have you there, sweetheart.
Inside the restaurant, it's 1,000 degrees, and someone mentions it to the... Actually, the guy comes over, the server comes over, and he says,
but they had your booze.
He says, have you noticed how hot it is here?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, yes, goddamn, we noticed how hot that is.
Wasn't he a marvelous waiter, though?
Marvelous.
He was simply marvelous.
He was gorgy.
You didn't talk about the beautiful elevator experience with a limit of 5 adults, and we got 6 people and luggage in there.
Yes, it was wonderful.
It was a fun meal.
It was.
No, it was. We get to this.
Excuse me.
Yes, darling.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be right back.
Yes, just give the microphone to Nicole. Nicole's not going to follow you there, is she? I'm just checking.
No, Nicole will be here.
Bring it in.
I'll be right back. I really have to go to the bathroom.
There you go. Too bad she's not wireless, so she could take the microphone in.
I'll be right back.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, well,
we went into the...
turn that off now, anyway. So we get into this restaurant.
Everybody's really happy.
We're all mad. And for various reasons, we're mad.
Everybody's like, you know, first of all, 2 weeks on the road, if anyone... And this is, I'm laying down a warning to all of you. If anyone requires us to be on the road for 3 weeks... with this show, we will kill each other.
Yes, he's the guy who says I'm being heartless to you. Please. Aaron?
Yeah?
How am I being heartless to Mike?
You are a heartless, cruel bastard, Don.
Oh, man.
Thanks. Well, why now, though?
Why now?
Yeah, I mean, I hear...
The fact that you sit there right in front of your co-host, who you've been with for, what, 17 years now?
Yes, right.
And you're talking about renewing your vows. First of all, when you announced this trip going to Memphis months ago, I remember your exact words. I'm so excited to be going with Rob. There isn't anything I'd rather do in the world. Meanwhile, Mike was...
Hey, asswipe, hold on a second. You know, you don't hear everything on the radio. Did you hear the part later where I said that off the air, before we went on the air, I asked Mike first if he wanted to go?
He did, sir. I have to admit that.
I guess you didn't hear that, did you?
Damn it. Well, you did. I have to admit.
And you know what? You know what? Can I tell you something? Something else, asswipe.
Heartless.
Can I tell you how heartless I am, asswipe? And you know, I'm so freaking sick of this crap. I do more for the people on this show than you will ever know.
That's true.
More than you will ever know. I bump people up to first class. I pay for meals. I bonus people out of my own freaking pocket. I counsel people. I spend time with people. I help people out of jams. I do all this stuff, and they never talk about it because I don't want them to talk about it. Because I'd rather that you, the dumb listener, think that I'm the bad cop, because that's how this show works. Good cop, bad cop. But I ain't that bad. Except that...
Well, then I've just provided you exactly what you wanted.
Dumbasses like you.
Oh, Don, but what about Mike, who's going through this divorce, and you talk about renewing your vows?
Well, like I am supposed to stop my life because Mike's getting divorced? If you've listened to the show at all, you would know that my wife, over the years, has continually asked me to renew our vows.
Correct.
Continually.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what? I'm not supposed
to... So the moment that you have the opportunity to do it, do you say to Mike, look, Mike, I'd really like it for you to be my best man?
Listen.
Well, the only reason I'm not going to be the best man, I was asked, as Don told you, I was asked to go to Memphis. And you know what? As much as I love that city, and nobody loves that city more than I do.
Mike doesn't like...
Let me tell you something. When we used to do those shows to Memphis, and Don did ask me. Don didn't ask me out of, like, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to take Rob, do you mind? Don asked me, you know, he said, I just thought I'd mention to you, because it was a trip to the fight. That's how Don positioned it to me. You know, because he knows I like a good fight, and I was immediately, I said, no, no, take Rob, because when we used to do the shows to Memphis, the shows in Memphis, we had great radio shows, but every waking hour that I was in that asshole that Mike is hate, Memphis, Tennessee.
Mike hates Memphis.
I hate it. You know when we'd go? We'd also go, when's his death day or his birthday?
August.
We would go in August. Let me tell you something. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this. August in Memphis, it's simply divine. And so I got my fill of Memphis. But Don said, you know, hey, do you want to go to the fight? Because it's in Memphis. I said, when he first said fight, I'm like, hey, a fight? Fantastic. And then he said, well, it's Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm like, oh, go knock yourselves out. Because as good as the fight is, it's Memphis, Tennessee, and I don't like to travel when I don't have to.
And I did give Mike the first option.
He did. So leave him alone. Do not upset my partner. He is not upsetting me, and he has counseled me in private and is very sensitive to my needs and all of everybody's needs in private. Now, don't laugh.
Well, listen, I'm telling you that. I want to apologize then. I'm just trying to look out for Mike.
Well, hey, you know what, a-hole? Now you're making me mad because I can stand up on my own 2 feet as I've always done on this show.
Well, I understand.
And if anybody gets pissed off, if Don gets pissed off at me or I get pissed off at him or we get pissed off at anybody, we talk about it either off air or on.
Okay, I understand
all right.
that.
All right, don't one defend
last,
me. I don't like
one
that.
Last thing.
No, mouth. Hey, mouth.
No, I cut him off.
Time jump.
No, and you know what? That's the, you know, and it's totally, totally disingenuous too, which offends me. Offends me to my core. Offends me to my marrow when somebody calls under the guise of, hey, I'm looking out for Mike. No, he's not. He's trying to bust Don's balls. That's the reason he's doing it. It's nothing to do with me. He's using me.
Please, Christ.
Where were we? I don't know what we were doing. We were talking about the Space Age restaurant, too.
So we're in the
and anger.
We're in the Space Age restaurant.
Yes, yeah, so but we're all, you know, would you agree we are all, at this point,
fried.
Just a little sick of one another.
Fried. I mean, we've spent 3 weeks together nonstop, and the booze comes. And once the booze comes, that is when the great ideas start flowing.
You and I, though. I mean, when the booze came, you and I, we're like the total algies sitting there just frustrated with the amount, not questioning whether they were double.
Here's the deal. I looked at mine as soon as mine showed up, and I was sitting next to Mike, and I said, I held the glass up, I said,
you got a martini, I got a vodka tonic.
I said, does this look like a double to you? And Mike tasted his, because his was in a different class.
As soon as Don questioned whether they were doubles or not, I immediately went to my drink, and with his comment, psychologically, it turned my vodka tonic into a Pepsi.
Mike said, I taste no vodka in my alcohol.
There is no alcohol in this. It is simply tonic water.
Well, we found out about 20 minutes later that, in fact...
Oh, God, did I find out.
There were... Well, you experimented a little bit more.
I did. Maybe double. And I found out, really, when I stood up from our little repast, that's when I found out that, my God.
You almost got run over by the bus.
I was almost killed.
When you were crossing the street.
I was almost killed. You know the reason I was almost killed? First of all, I jaywalked, which you're not supposed to do. I thought at the airport, I thought that pedestrians have right of way.
No.
I really did.
The signal light.
But not only did I cross against the signal light, but then the fine Arab gentleman decided, as opposed to just honking the horn and letting me walk by, he would stop and tell me that I was jaywalking, stopping my path so that I would be hit by the other cars coming in the direction.
Let me just say that while we were at the restaurant, once... what, Leif? What can I do for you?
I paralyzed my friend in a car. And
what can I do for you, Life?
I was just checking the cell phone. Leah said that she's talking.
Hello, Leah?
Oh, she's That's back.
Are you there?
She comes up on this one over here.
Leah Remini.
Well, yes.
How everything come out all right?
I've been sitting here. I came back and I started talking to you when that guy called in, and you called him an a-hole.
Yes.
And I started talking. And you guys just kept talking.
I was having a fight with that. Yeah, we turned you down when you went to the bathroom and didn't turn you back up.
Sorry about that.
Now you're here. You're here. What were you saying?
I was saying, Mike, I don't know why you're getting so upset.
Because let me explain.
The guy apologized.
You don't know this. You don't know this because you're new. And I will tell you this.
No, I heard your defense, but I was saying, but Mike, why? I mean, the guy said you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
you just called him an a-hole.
Well, let me tell you
not
why.
Not enough, Lee.
Let me tell
not
you
enough.
Why I call the guy an a-hole. That guy, I've been doing this show long enough where I know when a guy calls under the. That false impression of defending me or looking out for me, it is not. And as you could tell in listening to the guy, he wants to hear the sound of his own voice.
That's right.
He is no more interested in Mike or anybody else on this show. He is interested in getting on the radio.
Hey, you just spoke of yourself in third
person. I know. I swear to God, I did it. At least I didn't say Mike O'Mara. But let me tell you something, Leah. Mike O'Mara doesn't like that.
All right, so we're up on a break. Let me just tell you briefly. The one good thing that happened while we went to this futuristic Walt Disney Imagineer restaurant that Mike made us go to, the one good thing that happened once the booze started flowing was a fantastic new game that we're going to debut on tomorrow's show.
An idea germinated, and then it was honed and refined, and it was beautiful.
We were considering which member of our immediate staff
this is gonna be great.
Is most likely to contemplate suicide.
Yes, who would be the type of individual that... and it might not have even happened like that. It might have been we immediately went right to this person talking about...
tomorrow.
Talking about him.
Tomorrow on the show, get ready, everybody, to play our brand new game, Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
That's right. It's just like the old standby that was developed in the early days of Russian roulette.
That's right.
And what we've secured from Wendell... is actually using one of his actual guns.
Did we get it?
Yeah, we got all the sound effects. At home, he did this at home since he can't bring the gun to work.
He has a revolver at home, shocker.
Huh. We actually have the
chamber.
The chamber.
And finding which bullet is in the, five chambers are empty, one is full.
Right.
And
Almost everybody wins.
When you, the home player, when you play Wendell Hall's empty chamber, if the chamber is empty, Wendell will tell you that you're a winner, but Wendell will be disappointed that you're a winner.
So what you will hear is Wendell saying, "Winner! Damn it."
However, when you do, in fact, blow your head off,
right,
you will hear Wendell very happily say, loser, 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 loser.
Because we speculated that Wendell is, plays with his firearms quite a bit, and he's a scary guy. We've always been scared of Wendell.
The beautiful thing about it is at least Don didn't lose his life when we were discussing the bet, although he did turn a shade of purple.
Yeah, oh, Don sucked.
I have to apologize again. I feel bad.
Don sucked down the food the wrong way.
We were discussing Wendell Hall's empty chamber.
Right.
And around the time that the discussion got to be that after you would hear the sound of a real gun.
Yeah, Rob was the first one to go, winner! And you sucked like have an ice cube into your chest cavity.
And I swear to God, I almost died. I almost died.
Winner!
Winner!
Crack this all up.
That'll be on tomorrow's episode, the debut of Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber, the Russian roulette game.
The Russian roulette game, where you win cash and prizes.
Fantastic.
If you don't kill yourself. Good bit, huh, Leah?
No.
Why?
It's not funny.
What are you wearing besides your foo-foo slippers today?
An ugly robe to match.
is your hair like unkempt?
It's wet and horrible.
So we have showered though.
Oh, of course. I've worked out already this morning.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Let me just tell you something. You're going to love Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
Yeah, you know...
You think so?
Yeah. I think in theory, you know, it probably doesn't translate that well to you, Leah, but I think once you hear the game played with those fabulous sound effects...
Once again, unfortunately, you don't know Wendell like we and our listeners know Wendell. Wendell is our regular engineer and is on the show all the time.
Do you have any... On your television show, King of Queens, do you have any individuals who you would find more disturbed, you know, than others? And I'm not talking about the stars. I'm talking about support personnel, anybody hanging around, in the world of broadcasting.
A grip, a best boy, if you will.
Someone that you would be frightened by.
No.
Really, there's no one on King of Queens you're frightened by?
Frightened by? No, I'm not frightened by
somebody that you say, hey, that guy looks, man, that was a little weird.
No, because we're in the entertainment business. Everybody's weird.
Everybody's weird. Well, you tell.
Everybody's weird.
I've seen those extras that come on your show. Those people are...
Oh, okay. Now, sometimes they scare me.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes
well, then,
they scare me.
Then perhaps it would be one of the regular extras who comes on the show, and maybe, you know, you're getting drunk one day with Kevin and Jerry, and you say, hey, how about this for a game? How about we play, you know, Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber?
Don't they have that one extra that looks like Bela Lugosi? You know the guy I'm talking about? Remember when you did your part?
Yeah.
Remember he took another UPS uniform? Form role, and he's like got jet black hair, and he just looks.
Oh yeah,
you know that.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The extras on your show all the time.
Now, Leah, couldn't you picture in maybe one of that guy's darker moments, him sitting with a nice ghoul gun in his mouth as he spins the chamber. You couldn't picture that?
No, I see him killing someone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't think that we haven't thought that about Wendell, too. Or the former employee, Andy
now,
Rice,
so
was more likely.
So how does this work? Is Wendell the only one with the gun?
I think you get the big prize if you blow your head off.
Yes. You get a big prize if you kill yourself.
Mike, how does it work? How does the game work?
Listen, we're going to play it tomorrow.
It's going to be great. It's just like Russian roulette.
I don't know if I want any involvement.
Okay, that's fine. That's your choice. I'm just pre-selling the fact that tomorrow on the show...
You're going to love it.
It's the debut
of... And you'll know by my silence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber. And I'm telling you right now that, Leah, you gotta learn when you first hear something on this show that it's not always as bad as you think it's gonna be.
Okay.
I guarantee that by the end of tomorrow's show, you're gonna want to be playing the home version.
Just remember, darling, 4 hours to fill every day, throwing things up against the wall to see what sticks.
Empty chamber.
Winner.
Coming tomorrow.
We don't have the luxury of a room of guys writing us, you know, 23 minutes worth of jokes every week. We gotta wing it, baby. We got to wing it.
Okay.
We got to wing it. And let's mention this, everybody.
It's the star-studded King of Queens season finale.
Why would it be hurting you on purpose?
I'm not sure. I was a little distracted by the smoke coming out of my jaw. All new CBS Big Finale Monday.
That's tonight. Leah's show tonight.
Fantastic. This is going to be incredible. Understand Anthony Hopkins is going to be on the episode?
The 100th episode, yes.
I mean, star-studded.
And the late Vic Tayback?
Yes, Vanessa Redgrave. Just, I don't know how you were able in that brief period of time.
Heather Graham.
Yeah, Heather Graham will be there.
Kristen Dunst. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man will be on.
Wow. Going to be fantastic.
Uh-huh. Obi-Wan Kenobi. All these people tonight.
Bob Hope, actually, will be making, even though he's left NBC, to make a very special guest appearance on that. He won't have any dialogue, but...
Glass Tiger, you name it, is going to be on King of Queens tonight.
And the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Wow. 877-365-3636.
Star-studded.
Listen, John Lennon tonight.
Right?
John Lennon will be on the King of Queens tonight.
Did we mention Jim Fowler and his amazing animals are also going to be on the...
We have $40,000 on the line right now with the celebrity burp. Number three, 40 grand, no clues. The only clue I've given you, I'm going to stand by today, is that... It's a he. Okay.
Can I offer a hint?
Yes.
The celebrity is... I'll tell you, well, I might be giving it away. The celebrity is going to be on the King of Queens episode.
Tonight. Yeah. You're right.
Along with the cast of Cirque du Soleil.
There you go. So be the 100th caller now. Dial recklessly, you animals. You get a chance at $40,000. And then we will hear Leah's appearance last night with Craig Kilborn. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Yo.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. 100% right, Jerry. Now,
DJs and DAs. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike check. Hello, Leah.
Yes,
girls. There she is.
Yeah, hello.
There she is.
Hello.
There she is. Okay, call 100 right now. Yeah. And see if we can give away 40,000 American dollars. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, am I calling 100?
Yes, you are, my friend. What's your name?
My name is George.
Hey, George, where are you from?
D.C.
George, are you in luck? You've won, no, really, Buzzy.
Oh, good.
You think I'm mocking. I'm not mocking.
Oh, really? Okay.
You won the Harry Potter prize pack.
Harry Potter.
Wow.
that's a great prize. Boy, oh boy, do I love that film.
The Harry Potter on a VHS or a DVD courtesy Blockbuster.
Harry Potter reunion coming up.
If you've purchased Blockbuster's offering a low price guarantee. And you've also won the DVD of Ocean's 11 with Clooney, Pitt, Damon, Garcia, and Roberts.
Clooney.
And here you go, right here. Wow, I'm surprised it's not sold out yet. You want tickets to see The Scorpions and Deep Purple.
Oh, great.
At Merriweather Post Pavilion, June 25. Tickets at www.nissanpavilion.com. Well, listen, those prizes, a cornucopia of gifts.
Yeah. Cornucopia.
They pale in comparison to what we're going to offer you right now.
This is exciting.
40 large.
Wow.
$40,000.
Wow. 40,000 dollar headers.
You made that much for one episode of King of Queens, Leo?
I don't know.
What are you eating?
Are you eating?
I'm eating a bean, not a bean burrito, an egg burrito that Angela made me.
Oh, that sounds good.
Fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, $40,000, would that be in the ballpark per episode? More? It's got to be more, right?
That's what I make on your show.
$1,000 per episode. And I'll tell you, the entire staff is extremely jealous.
Let's give away, see if we give away $40,000. Identify the celebrity burper. It's a he, that's all I'm telling you. It's a he. It's a male. He has a penis.
Okay.
He has a beautiful penis.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
A gentleman who's going to be on King of Queens tonight, Sam Davis Jr.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Seems to me for a lot of the guest stars tonight on King of Queens, there's been a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of digging, a lot of grave robbing, and a shallow grave.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, for $40,000, for 40 large, who is that celebrity burper?
Is it from Fox Sports, James Brown?
JB.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
I'll give you credit. That's a good guess.
Decent guess.
Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Is a clue for you. So, Leah.
Yeah.
TV's Leah Remini.
Telephone.
No, was that the phone there?
Somebody's calling. Who is it?
It's Susan Remini.
Oh, it's my cousin from New York.
Susan Remini from the New York Remini.
From the 68th precinct.
She's talking about you.
In Brooklyn.
Is she a police officer?
Is she listening?
Are you listening?
Yeah. No, she works for the captain and the chief of the 68th precinct.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And a fine precinct it is.
What we have now is Leah's appearance Friday night on the Craig Kilborn show.
Very exciting.
Good.
And,
but don't talk, Nick.
I can't.
Sue, I love you. Hang up. We'll call you later.
We'll chit chat. We'll have to call you later. We're on the air.
Nicole's horrible, isn't she? She just talks.
She's a major.
Willy nilly.
She's a major distraction to the show, frankly.
She is a major.
Quite frankly. She's trouble.
She's an MFD.
She's trouble with a capital
she's
T.
She's problematic.
Right.
She's problematic. Go ahead. Sorry.
We're Don and
Go
I are actually.
Go on with the contest.
Don and I are actually. It's not the contest. We've moved by that now. Don and I are going to pool our resources, send Nicole on a vacation.
She's an MFMFD.
We appreciate
her. She needs one. She needs one.
That's right. Enjoy your 5-week Caribbean cruise, Nicole.
Here is Leah.
All right, so he didn't get it, right?
Leah?
No.
Well, who didn't get it?
All right.
The guy at the contest?
Yeah, no, he didn't get it.
No, he didn't win.
He lost again.
So here's Leah on the Craig Kilborn show.
Excellent.
Hey, Lisa.
Let's hear the brilliance.
Lisa?
Leaf?
Can I tell you something?
Leaf?
On microphone, please. Lisa?
Cue it up. Joe in the top left corner. In the corner, the fifth row down, Joe. Joe, the sound effect is fifth row down to the right.
What's she doing?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Every time you ask for a sound effect, you guys go, Joe, it's on the right-hand corner, to the corner, to the left.
No, Leah. We don't have to do that now, because I've got them all right here.
Everything we need.
Relax, Joe.
So, right now, for instance,
I call it trouble with a capital T.
Yeah. We wouldn't be busting on Joe without Nicole there.
Joe, to the fifth row down. It should be in the corner. Oh, wait a minute. We moved it. It's now on the corner, the left side of the room. Go down 10 spots. There it is, Joe.
You know what? She needs, it was low blood sugar. She needs her burrito. You see?
Listen to the energy.
I need food.
Listen to the energy.
I need food, damn it. Absolutely. I need food.
She's feeling better.
All right. You got your food. Let's hear Leah now on the Craig Kilborn show.
Yes.
Friday night. Listen now, Leah gets
Leah gets billed
with a pounding headache.
She gets billed above the commish.
Wow, that's good. Well, Jesus Christ. Michael Chiklis?
Yes. This is a good sign. Is that Craig Kilborn? Does he do that himself?
Yeah, Craig Kilborn, yeah. In one of the worst moves that anyone has ever made in late-night television, he introduces himself. It's not funny. It's not normal. It bothers me. I don't understand it.
He should get himself a rabe.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least
Well, he's not a diva.
No, but it's not a question of that. He's doing it to be campy, don't you think?
I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
That he's standing back there going, it's the late, late show of Craig Kilborn. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, we must agree to disagree.
All right.
Tonight, Leah Remini, Michael Chiklis,
boo,
and Kelly Jo Phelps.
Who?
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know.
I didn't know somebody
else was there. Let's go, Mr. Craig Kilborn.
Heard enough of that.
Oh, sorry.
Let's hear it. Now, here I am.
And you wonder why you run out of time here, fellas. Did we have to do that whole thing?
Well, we just
wanted to... Why didn't you just queue it up? Hey, Joe, why didn't you queue it up to when I came out, Joe, to, like, corner breast down five number?
Hey, Leah. Leah, it's me, Don. I'm running the board now, not Joe.
Oh, sorry about that. I'll take back what I said.
We wanted to get your introduction on the Craig Kilborn Show.
All right, but get it. It's like a mile away.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're about to get the five-finger disc on
your honey. Whoa, that'll hurt.
She sat her breakfast burrito. She's dangerous.
She has.
She is dangerous.
Don't F with me, fellas.
All right, here we go.
Oh, thank you. So kind. Big Sean, one of our favorite guests from the King of Queens, Leah Remini.
Listen to that crowd.
Now, that was just a, that was a tease.
Mm-hmm.
Simply a tease.
Now, and 10 people stood up.
And now here's where Craig teases Leah being on, I think, Stuff Magazine.
Ah, very good.
You know, we sit around, a lot of the writers, we sit around and we talk about Stuff Magazine, which cover is better of Leah. Is it this provocative one? Or is it this one right here? You take your chance. It's kind of weird. When these first came out, I've known Leah for years now, and we have an interesting relationship. She's a little firecracker. We go at it sometimes. We love each other. I don't know if we're like ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend thing, or if it's a little brother, big sister kind of thing. But when I saw this, man, Kilborn, you know, he didn't know what to think. Funny, I didn't know she was quite this hot, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you can hear that. That's the
also,
sound of Craig.
I was going to tell you something.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
That's what?
That's the sound of Craig Kilborn.
That's Craig.
Backstage with your magazine.
That's Craig Kilborn.
That's funny. I get it. I got the joke the second he did it.
Reading the magazine. Oh, she's a firecracker.
You get it.
Is a firecracker. Firecracker Stuff Magazine.
You know what's funny about that sound effect? Isn't that on the sound effects album that we have? Isn't that actually supposed to be the sound of a bird flying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it sounded so much like something else. We use it as the other sound, but it's supposed to be a bird.
Search at home for chicken flapping a wing.
Chicken flapping a wing. That's the sound.
No, that's what Craig Kilborn was doing. The chicken, he was flapping his wing.
Oh, Leah Remini right here. Oh. Craig Kilborn.
Right. Here we go now. Here, getting very close now to introducing. This might be the introduction of Leah.
Smoking mirrors,
no.
People.
Wait, that's not the right one.
Fourth cut. And again, he's going to mention
cut, Joe.
Stuff Magazine.
Down. Joe, to the right.
Our first guest redefines the word sassy every week on the hit CBS sitcom The King of Queens, which celebrates its 100th episode Monday night. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leah Remini.
Sexy music.
Yeah. Thanks, Craig.
Craig behind the desk right now.
I
wonderfully.
Flogging himself.
Very lonely.
A bit of a standing ovation.
That's nice.
I was just saying.
I had a mint, but that was bad.
That's sexy.
All right.
I just had a new idea, a new feature. Let's recreate this photo right now. We've known each other for years, and I knew you had something going on, but this is amazing.
All right.
Huh? Did you ever get tired of looking at it?
Do I get tired of looking at it? No, because I know, like, they did nice for me. They covered up a few things.
And no, they didn't.
Oh, I wish I really looked like that.
You really do.
I look good, huh?
You're damn right. Congratulations. Now, it's
Craig finishing. It's almost done.
Let's get the hots for Leah.
There we go.
Okay, so.
He does have the hots for you, Leah.
Pardon
me?
It was hysterical.
Wasn't it? Well, we just...
It was really funny.
He lusts after you.
It is part of the regular fiber of this show.
I'm seeing that now.
Darling, men pleasuring themselves is part of the regular dynamic of the show.
We do that based on the fact that it happens so much in the culture of maledom in this country.
Okay.
And I do it constantly.
Okay.
We've done it several times here. It was very frustrating last week in Los Angeles not to be able to do it as often as we do it on the show.
Well, what do you mean? To talk about it or just to do it?
When we do it here in the studio, when we have the privacy of the studio, right? So with those new engineers and everybody around at Westwood One, we weren't able to do what we normally do during the commercial breaks.
Group J.O. sessions. All right, so here we go now. Leah Remedy actually on the Craig Kilborn Show. Here she's arrived. She's sitting down.
She got an incredible ovation when she walked in.
Congratulations. Now, it's your fifth season?
We're going into our fifth season, yes.
Okay. 100th episode coming up this Monday.
Yeah.
You are, come on, you can admit it, you're a hit. You're a hit sitcom.
We can't. We never admit, we still get nervous, Kevin and I, we still check the ratings. We don't know if people really like us. We're crazy. We're crazy people.
You guys are good. When are you going to relax? And celebrate how great you are.
I don't.
Is that?
Let's celebrate now. How great I am. Yeah.
How is life? Is everything going well?
Life is good.
He wants to celebrate.
Again. It's amazing.
Wow.
I'm very excited to have her there.
Craig Kilborn, working his man.
Craig Kilborn!
Pulling his butt! A saucy firecracker, Leah Remedy!
Oh, my God.
Working my man!
Craig Kilborn!
Mom is here?
No, Mom wants to be on the air.
Oh, my mom wants to be on the air.
Your mom wants to be on there?
Why? For what? What does she want?
Where's your mom calling from?
Where's she calling from her school? Doesn't she have children to teach?
Is your mom a teacher?
Yeah.
Could you picture being in that class?
Jesus Christ.
Her children, they love her.
Really?
They love her. So they love her.
Does she work with tards or with regular kids?
What?
Does she work with tards or with regular kids?
No. Regular kids.
What grade?
What grade, Nick?
All the way kindergarten through high school.
Did you hear that?
Kindergarten through high school?
Sounds like a tard school.
It's not a tard school, you idiot.
It sounds like it.
It's not.
So she wants to be on the show?
Yeah, what does she want to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, call her and ask her what the hell she wants.
I'm going to get a number from Lisa that Mom can call in on.
Oh, God. Oh, prepare to be delighted. I'm sure she's going to be hysterical. My mother does on the radio. She does a lot of nodding. And I have to tell her, on the radio.
I know.
Nodding does not work on the radio,
And let's
mother.
Be honest, she's not exactly a big fan of us.
No, she's not.
Not at all.
She does.
And it's not like we're feeling a lot of love anyway coming out of L.A.
I know.
So, I mean, this could be just more of the... this could be... You know what? I dare say this could be piling on.
Yeah. Well, let's see what she wants.
All right.
Let's see what she wants.
Let's see what she's got to say.
Yeah.
Where would she be at right now? Would she be
put that phone in the sink, please?
Would she be able to hear the show?
Should I turn the phone off, you think?
It's just, you know, when we were playing your intro, and, you know, in the back I hear,
well, it's good. That means people are listening.
Well, it was your mother calling.
No, but Sue called from New York, from Brooklyn.
Oh, great. But that's not how we garner our ratings, by the amount of people that call you on your cell phone.
Is that a cell phone or a hard line?
It's a hard line.
Yeah, speaking of hard, let's get back to my brilliant...
As we were.
Now you're gonna start it yourself now.
It's a marvelous sound effect, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Joe. Yes, Joe.
I'm calling Mom now.
Okay.
One of the funniest sound effects I think we have in our library.
I know, but it's getting boring. I mean, at least talk while you're doing it or something. It's,
you know,
stupid.
I want to tell you what's getting boring. What's getting boring is you saying things are boring on this show.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
That's getting boring.
Well, I didn't agree to that point.
You didn't agree to what point?
The point that
your assistant's assistant.
In the negotiations between the assistants.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I guess so you didn't agree when it was presented to you.
No.
All right,
I never agreed to that.
God damn it.
Well,
what?
It's too bad. You got
to. Do you not want? You really don't want me to say what I'm feeling at the moment?
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, really? I did last week. I don't know anymore.
Who are you calling?
Who are we calling? Wait, calling the assistant?
Surprise!
All right, there you go.
Okay. Oh, you idiot!
What are you
hearing, idiot?
Hello.
What are you guys doing?
They're calling on the air, Nick.
Is this
That's
Nicole?
A funny bit.
Is this Nicole Remini?
Hi, this is Nicole Remini, Leah Remini's assistant. How may I help you?
Yes, the phone you're speaking on right now. Is there an outside chance you could put it in the sink and run water on it?
Could you please hang it up?
Funny. I'm trying to call my mom right now.
Mom.
Mom.
Trying to call mom.
Mom. Yes.
All right. Do you want us to turn the phones off, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, but
somebody fun might call.
Well, like, can't we get, isn't there a way of telling?
What if Lee's parents want to call?
Isn't there a way that if it's ringing, we could figure it out without hearing it in the background? Because, I mean, it's like.
I'm working on it.
It's like we're doing.
Jesus, I'm dying over here. Nobody cares.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
God bless you. It sounds like, you know, we're calling a Time Life operator.
You know what this segment is right now? Listen to this sound, honey.
Train wreck coming.
Right now, you're involved in train wreck radio.
Okay, I have to go so I can figure out how to turn the phone off. Thanks for calling.
Nice chatting with you, Nicole.
Bye,
Nicole.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Right,
this is what we call, excuse me.
What?
There's another phrase on the King of Queens.
What is that, honey?
And it's called the DC.
The DC?
That is?
Yeah. I don't know if I can say it on the air. Excuse me.
Let's see if we can figure out.
Would the first word have something to do with a nickname for Richard Nixon?
I don't know that nickname.
Dick?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, but it's like when a joke has gone bad or nobody laughs or it's just a bit that's just going nowhere.
Right.
We call it a DC on the set. And I've explained it to you when you were there. I can't believe you don't remember.
We forgot. Did you say it? I'll delete it out if I have to.
A douche chill.
A douche.
Oh, you can say douche chill.
A douche chill.
Oh, okay. That's what we call.
Our show
is moments gone bad. And we say this is a big DC.
Yeah,
record.
And as a matter of fact, it's Brad's a great summertime treat at Dairy Queen.
The douche chill. The douche chill. I like watermelon.
Uh-huh.
I like the watermelon and I like the raspberry.
Yeah.
New at Dairy Queen, it's the fabulous raspberry douche chill.
Douche chill. All right. Did you?
And I believe Kevin James came up with that one.
The douche chill.
Okay. If you want to believe that, that's okay. I think that's one of those.
Of course he did.
I think it's one of those public domain things.
Yeah.
No.
That douche chill's been out there like for 10 years, honey.
Has it been?
Yeah. It's a common expression.
Is it?
Yeah. Did he tell you he made it up?
I think he did.
Oh.
Oh, he lied.
Well, I might have to call him.
He's trying to impress you. See, now you should know. Right. He's the boss, but he's trying to impress you.
He lied
to you.
Right. Now, what does your mother want?
I have no idea.
Can you give her the number so she can call them?
Nicole, where's Mom?
Leah, did you get an opportunity to speak with Mom regarding last week and go over that with her? And how did that go?
Well, she feels bad for me.
She does.
Why does she feel bad
because
for you?
Because I came home upset because of your callers calling and being nasty to me and, you know, of her daughter.
Does she feel...
Don is putting his head on the counter.
Why? Does she feel you're put upon?
No, she doesn't feel put upon, but she feels bad for me. I'm her daughter.
Don actually now has his head in his arms on the console.
What's the big deal? Well,
he seems very upset. He's very upset. You'll notice he's not even on mic right now. Oh dear, the hotline's ringing.
Great.
Is that Mom?
Hello.
Is this Mrs. Remini?
It might be.
Hi.
Hello, Mom.
And it's not Mrs. Remini.
Yeah, it's right.
That's right. It isn't. I have my own name.
Yeah. What's your first name again?
Vicky.
What?
Vicky.
Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. How have you been?
Good. Am I speaking to Don and Mike?
We're both here. We're both here with you now.
Oh, hi, you lover boys.
Oh, hi. Hello, darling.
Hi, Vicky.
Hello. Oh.
I just told them how you didn't like them. Why are you doing that?
Oh, okay. I just thought I would be nice for a change.
Oh, that's nice. That, well, you know, that's a good, that's a good start. Maybe we can begin anew.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Well, why are you calling on both lines when you know I'm doing a radio show?
A very happy 100th anniversary for King of Queens. Everybody watches it tonight.
Jesus Christ, we didn't say it.
King of Queens.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, we mentioned that a few times on the show today.
Yeah, got to get back to work now.
All right,
bye, Vicky.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye, Mama. Don't anybody, Don. Don't her.
call this for a plug for your show.
Yeah, I mean, we plugged the show a million times today.
So what?
Been on the air one.
She doesn't know that. Yeah. So what? Well, she doesn't know that.
You could tell her that.
She doesn't
like us, and you don't stand up for us.
She did the nice thing. She did a very nice thing for her daughter.
You know,
relax.
When you say that, it actually has almost a TH sign on the end when it said with that tone. You don't know that. It's punctuated, isn't it, when you say it like that? You don't know that.
I don't know. Let me try it again. You don't know that.
I'm going to have to ban your mom from the show.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, no.
Yes,
why?
I think so.
Well, because you know, we thought it might be something besides just the plug there, and it was, you know, we plugged the show. And see, that's where you don't stand up for us. We know that with your mother. You've got to tell your mother how many times we promoted your show, even in the first break today.
Already.
She knows that, but she doesn't.
She does
hear
not
the
know.
Show.
No, she does not know that.
Know that.
No, she doesn't know that. She's got to go back out in the backyard and get to tie a string around some retard's neck and win. Then take him for a walk.
How could she not?
Oh, shut up!
How could she know that?
Yeah, my niece and nephew go there.
Well, I'm sorry.
So
for
shut
them.
Up with that.
Well, I'm sorry for them.
Where were we?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah,
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, get this DA whore off of here.
Oh, no. Stop that.
No.
Wait,
stop
hang on that. A second.
Use her
Wait,
mom
no.
for your new game show. She needs it.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
No, no, no. Let him talk.
Ruining the show. Shut
Am I?
Up.
Why don't you turn your radio off, you
I,
ass?
What? I had to. All
Good. Goodbye.
Me.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
And he's gone. And he's gone.
Good.
He got hung
And I hope
up.
He turns his radio off now.
There we go. What are you eating now?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal and a breakfast burrito?
Man. Hello, yeah. Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike. It's East Coast Bob.
Hi.
Leah, have you ever been to Tijuana?
Why?
Because I see you in Tijuana.
Oh, it's a funny bit. Yeah,
that.com.
Somebody did that last week, honey.
Yeah, it's an old bit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an old bit.
My goodness.
Old bit.
We're going to have to break here.
Yeah. We haven't even...
It's too bad.
We haven't even gotten into the Leah appearance on the Craig Kilborn show.
Craig Kilborn. I am Craig Kilborn.
There
a lot of stuff.
There he is.
Hey, Craig Kilborn. You'll get turned on when your mom, Vicky, calls and says she doesn't like Donna and Mike.
We didn't even get a chance to finish that.
So call her up again.
Vicky?
Call her up again.
No, God, no.
Call your mom? Why wouldn't we want to call your mom? Your mom doesn't like us.
No, actually, it would be wonderful if you could build that bridge for us. Reconstruct that bridge.
Why doesn't your mom like us?
She hates us.
I don't know.
Why?
Because your soul is filled with hate.
And my soul is filled with hate.
Yeah, you know, and I fear that, like, when this whole thing is over, that the whole family's going to hate us.
I think they do already.
I think they do already,
well, it's
yes.
things like that. You know, when listeners call up and call me a whore. It's
but
like,
see, we honey, can't control that. We
that's
can't.
Ridiculous.
Honey, we can't control that.
We get called names by our listeners.
Yes, we are, all of us. We have the cruelest, most horrible things have been said over the years mm-hmm. for each and every person on the show. And that's the, unfortunately, that's the thing, you know, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. That's what live radio is all about.
I know, but it's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
There's a lot of hate in the world.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
I guess so.
Hey, this is Danny from Doug District.
Hi, Danny.
I just wanted to call up and tell Leah she's doing a great job.
There you go, see? Yin and yang,
thank
balance.
You, sweetheart.
That's balance.
You well, you know, she's going from one extreme from being a nice Catholic girl, even though she's Jewish, to being calling people dicks, and I think that's really great of her.
See?
Thank you, honey.
People like you giving it back.
Yeah.
That's
oh, right. I'm telling you.
You must enjoy it.
All right,
thank you.
And good luck tonight on your TV show.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, the one that we only promoted, like, for the last hour.
Exactly. Hey, guys, have I told you you're my favorite?
Have you told
but you know what?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
See you guys.
Can I tell you something, though?
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
This is the kind of caller that I appreciate.
Right. Because it was a kiss-ass caller.
Yeah, I
it's
mean,
not a kiss-ass caller. It's a
it
guy
a
with some...
kiss-ass caller.
With some real balls
Hello?
To call up and say something nice.
Dan. It doesn't take balls to be nice.
Of course, because only a real, I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
Start, what's the word start with?
P.
Prick?
No.
The
pussy? Next word would
pussy?
Be you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, a real pussy.
Only
that.
A real,
pussy.
Only a real, you say the word,
pussy.
Calls up and starts calling me a whore, a slut, or whatever.
Well,
so
they,
they're real.
I agree, the people that call in with
hiding
with,
behind,
yeah.
hiding behind a telephone yeah, line, yeah, it's yeah, just, it's right. just retarded.
For the record, you were never called a slut. You were called a whore.
It doesn't matter.
And we agree. And I agree with you completely.
They're total
Hello.
Cowards.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. This is your...
What?
Hello.
Uh-huh. Hello, something happened to him.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I think
Please,
he got...
what happened in the call?
I don't know. Dominic. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm from Brooklyn, Bensonhurst.
Hi. Hi.
There you go.
All right. Hi. Hi.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Thanks for having you.
What? Oh, you're on the air. You're on the air.
I'm still on the air.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm from Bath Avenue, her old neighborhood.
That's right. It is my old neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm from
How
Bay
you doing?
7. Good.
Hello.
Very good.
Good.
Very good. What's the show?
Great.
Thank you. Do you listen to this radio show?
Yes, I
Obviously
do.
Obviously, you today, but...
Thank you.
Okay,
Jeez.
And how do you
talented
think?
People. And so are
huh?
you.
You know, it's impossible
oh, you,
to
darling.
Communicate with you, you dumbass.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do?
Do not call him a dumbass.
No, Jesus Christ. I mean, we're trying. I mean, you know, it's not a difficult process
he
to
just
speak
gave
on the
you
telephone.
A compliment.
We
oh,
will be
up.
Back with more of the worst decision I've ever made right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Freak Show. Thursday of the show. Thursday. Freak Show. Come down to the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters, WJFK. Bring us your oddity. Freak Show, we're giving away a 3-night, 4-day trip for two to Key West, Florida.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Courtesy of Corona Lights, including airfare at Oceanfront Hotel accommodations at the Key Ambassador Resort Inn. Relax. And enjoy a Corona Light.
Then I'm offended by that fag thing you played about Key West. You know, I paid for my attorney's house down there.
I know you.
Fag!
And your attorney's a fag.
Hey, I got no problem with that.
Hi, Leah.
Oh, are you talking to the decision that you are sorry you made?
Yes.
Yes, hello, okay. How are you?
Oh, okay, fine. Fine.
Good.
Hello, good, great,
let's
good.
Let's get back to the tapes we have of Leah.
But don't ever question the fact that we're standing by that decision.
Okay.
We're second-guessing it.
That's right.
We're standing right by it.
We are committed to that. We are committed to that decision. Are you?
Are you?
Are you? Are you committed to the decision?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think it'd be a good idea to go to the phone right now.
No, because, I mean...
No,
you know,
I'd like to go to the phone. Go to the phones.
We were talking during the break, and I think that,
Bring
it's...
Bring it on.
It is, you know, it is an amazing... transition to come into this arena is extraordinary. Yeah. You're talking about two people that have been doing this at least together for almost 17 years, and you get a skin and condition, thick skin and condition to this. But I mean, it's got to be difficult to come into that and to, you know, to get your head around it. It's difficult. It is. I understand that.
And we haven't heard the tape yet of you talking about us on Craig Kilborn.
Because so much was going on.
But I'll leave it up to you, Leah.
Oh, do whatever you want. You're the boss.
No, but I mean, your call. You know, I mean, if you want to wade into the, you know, the valley of the unwashed,
I mean, we'll
we
take live phone calls all the time, so we can do that.
I don't think anybody doubts you can hold your own. I mean,
that's
obvious.
Fine.
It's
whatever you want to do. Whatever you do want to do. Because you actually, you know what? You should play the part where I talk about your listeners.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
And they know who they are. They know who they are.
Very good. Okay. All right, well, then let's get back to Leah on Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kilborn on Friday night.
Now, you're done shooting the series right now. You have free time. And I understand you're working.
I'm doing a radio show.
Tell them about
it. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Don and DC?
It's syndicated
nationally. It's a morning drive show, or
yes, it's a four-hour show.
And you're filling in?
And I'm filling in. No, they've never had a female on the show that actually talks back, so they asked me. Yeah, they call women whores a lot and hang up on them. So,
is that really what they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every woman who calls in and says something derogatory to them, you guys are really nasty. They go, shut up, whore, and they hang up on them.
Thank you.
The audience thinks you're funny.
I'm replaying
some of your antics on the radio, people think it's funny.
I am just taking that opportunity to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's continue.
Now with me in the studio. No, that's very hard to do. So I'm getting a lot of hate calls. A lot of guys are calling going, get me off that show. She sucks. Because I'm asking them not to call women whores.
I think that's nice of you. Are you enjoying being this radio personality?
Well, it's a lot of work for a lot less money. And the hours are awful. We get up at 5. My sister is producing my portion of this show.
Yeah.
And, so it's, you know, we're getting up at 5 in the morning. We're there at 8 in the morning. They don't get us coffee. They don't get us fruit. Nothing. You know,
you're not pampered like a TV star.
No, and then we get called. Right. And then
this is the audience, though. You got the mock awe there. Okay. All right.
Because people in Los Angeles are sympathetic to
that was a mock awe. The audience was mocking you.
That was a mocking tone. You know that.
BS.
Oh,
they were so into me. It was...
Hold on. We're going to go back. That was a mocking awe.
My arse.
Listen, when you announce that we don't get you coffee, the audience and what they're doing is they're busting your balls and they go, oh.
Yeah, you listen. Let's listen.
They're totally
they
into me.
Here we go. Listen to this.
They call women whores.
I think that's nice of you.
Are you enjoying
being this radio personality?
Well, it's a lot of work for a lot less money. The hours are awful.
We
get up at 5. My sister is producing my portion of this show. So it's, you know, we're getting up at 5 in the morning. We're there at 8 in the morning. They don't get us coffee. They don't get us fruit. Nothing.
You're not pampered like a TV star.
Honey, that is a mocking law.
You know that.
Whatever. Move on to the...
All right.
Okay. Just so you agree on that.
You're so petty.
We are. We're the most petty men in show business.
But it was mocking.
Move on.
And they abuse us. And it's horrible. I get abused on the phone. You know, it's like these guys, they call. And I'm just not used to talking to this type of audience. You know, usually people who walk up to me in the street, they go, hey, I really love your show. I love you. I love Kevin. You know.
Right. Like I would be treated by any stranger on the street.
The street?
Okay. All right, let's keep going with this. I'm finding this very, you know, this is like Leah sitting down on a psychiatrist's couch right now.
She's telling it like it is.
Here we go.
That's right. Okay. But on the phone, they start out very nice because they get screened, you know. So the producer, Lisa, goes, what do you want to say to Leah? And they go, oh, I just want to tell her what a great job she's doing. Okay, so she puts them through. And they get on the phone and they go, hey, I'd like to have sex with you.
See, look at that audience. Yeah. They're laughing at that. They know that that's funny.
Yes, absolutely.
No, they're laughing at my imitation of the schmucks that call your show.
No. They're laughing. They're laughing at the concept.
They're laughing at me imitating your retarded caller.
Would you agree, though, that everybody in that studio audience would like to leave there and immediately listen to this radio program with you on it?
Probably with me on it, yes.
Or without.
No. I highly doubt it.
You highly doubt it. And why is that?
Because I bring a certain class to the show. And
honey, it ain't like, after talking about you, shills. It ain't like we're out on the corner with a tin can. You know what I'm saying? Relax.
Okay.
He's getting. I know what you're saying.
I get it. It's not like the last six days
have suddenly been, I've walked to the end of the rainbow.
So you know that?
What are you saying? I don't get that.
I don't get what you are trying to communicate. What I'm saying is that the show, while I do love you, it's not like this has been a sinking ship until the last 6 days when you
How dare you, sir, call
our listeners retarded.
Some of them are. I am referring to the people who call up and curse at us, and I mean us.
And I'm sure that there are, Leon, I'm sure that there are retards who watch King of Queens.
I have a question.
I have a question.
When you first mentioned the show, when you first mentioned being on the show, I mean, there was an amazing response. And we're not on in L.A.
That was a goose, I think.
Was that a goose? Did, like, the light go on or something like that, or what?
Yeah.
Was that a goose?
Anyway, go ahead.
Was that a goose when they did that, or what? Because, I mean,
you're a silly goose, Mike.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, when the initial comment that you made about the radio show got a really...
Mike, there
was a surprisingly large amount of applause. And I'm curious whether they're the producers out there, like, giving everybody the waves.
No, that was all for you. All for you, Damien.
Did the light go on?
No.
They did that on their own.
Let's get back.
They love your show.
Here's Leah talking bad about you, our valued listeners.
Then they hang up. Or they call me a bitch or something. Right. Bitch, you don't get a coffee. Whore! This is what they do. I mean, the first day, I got abused. I just got abused. They told me I sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, bringing the show down.
Right.
It's just crazy. It's horrible. I walked out of there.
And once again, you got the mock. Aw. But let me say that the fact that you're on the show, it's really giving you some material to go on Craig Kilborn with.
That's a good thing.
All right, now
because God knows I wouldn't have nothing else to talk about.
Oh God, this is horrible.
I wasn't implying that.
Oh, this is difficult.
Well, I think you were.
This is turning into professional wrestling.
I was not. If I want to say it, I'll say it.
Oh, all right. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, bring it on.
Oh my God.
No, I'm telling you that this is a good appearance for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Good energy. And talking about the show is good energy, don't you think?
Talking about how you hate our listeners.
Absolutely.
That's all I was saying.
And very nice.
Oh, I don't hate your listeners.
Yes, you do.
I hate people who call up and insult me.
That's our listeners. And now here
is
Leah. No, not all of them.
Here's Leah talking again about the idiots who call our show.
These are real. This is really what they do.
Uh-huh.
They call you names and they hang up.
Yeah.
Let's have sex.
Yeah. Hey, I pleasure myself every Monday night.
So these are idiots calling.
They're idiots. Complete schmucks.
Yes.
And then I try to go toe-to-toe with them. You know what I mean? I go, first of all, what kind of man are you that you would call a radio station and then go, you know, and they hang up.
Yeah.
Or Don and Mike go, oh, shut up, Leah, you know.
Because you're tougher than they are. I know you. You're tough. You're a firecracker.
I'm a firecracker, but I do have feelings.
Yeah.
And I leave the studio going, I feel raped, you know?
Yeah.
You feel raped?
God. Wow, that's not good.
Really?
No, that's a heavy word there.
You feel raped?
Well,
by who?
I might
by
be
us?
Exaggerated. No, not by you at all.
By
but
the
I
listeners?
Don't feel, But no, I just feel that there are certain people that I would never talk to. Like these people who call up and call me names or just act stupid. If they were to write a letter, those letters are passed on to the officials because they are looked at as quite dangerous.
Yes. Quite dangerous.
So,
here we go, cut number eight.
Quite dangerous.
And this is Leah now saying it's bringing her down to a proper level.
Yeah.
I believe. Uh-huh. Maybe she's. Yeah. Maybe we're going to find out here she's learning about life as a real person. Let's find out. Here we go.
How long are you going to do it for? A couple weeks?
I'm going to do it for a couple weeks. Yeah, we'll see
how
it goes.
You don't need that. You're better than that.
No, I'm not better than that.
I think you
I'm
are.
I'm actually having a lot of fun. It is bringing me down to a level of like, yeah, who the hell are we? Get our own damn coffee. You know?
By the way, I want to ask you.
I'm proud of you, Leah.
I think that's a wonderful. You. That's that we're applauding you right now.
I'm proud of you,
thank
Leah.
You.
That is terrific.
I appreciate that.
And I mean that.
I appreciate that.
That's from my ticker.
He's slapping his chest, Leah.
Way to go. From my ticker. That's great. Okay, let's
go. No. I know you're doing well, and you gave a gift to your mom recently?
I did. I figure if you're going to get a gift for somebody, like a really something that costs a lot of money, it should be your mom.
Parents, or
right,
your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So
what was it?
What was it, a muzzle?
Funny bit. No, yeah. I didn't get her a muzzle. It's funny.
It's funny. Should we play the guessing game as to what she got her mom?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say house.
A car. That would
be, nope.
Neither a house nor a car.
I didn't say it wasn't a car. I did get her the house, so go ahead.
She told us last week.
It's a car. When did she tell us it's a car?
On the air last week, I'm
sports
trying to remember
cars.
What kind of car.
Sports car?
Hold on, I remember.
No, it's not a sports car.
A Jaguar.
That's right.
A Jag.
That's right.
Cool.
And yeah, exactly right, because I'm a good person.
Very good.
You are.
That's right. I'm a good person.
And now you're going to brag about it on TV.
I brag about it?
That's all right. You know what? I bought my mother-in-law a Saturn, and I screamed about it for about a year and a half.
You did.
So don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
Be proud.
I wasn't worried about it in the least bit, Darth.
Oh, now.
Well, just in case.
I wasn't worried about it in the least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
A suitcase of cash or what?
That's what I should give her. She would have been much happier if I would have just threw some cash together and just said, take the damn money.
Right.
You know? But for years, every Christmas, she goes, if I don't get a Jaguar, don't give me anything. Okay?
Wow.
So this is what the guilt, you know? She's like, I am your mother, and I have supported you. You were very hard birth.
Yeah, she does.
So, like, she'll say, don't get me anything. So every Christmas, you know, I can't afford it, so we get her a computer or something really cheap like that.
Sure.
And, you know, she'd see the big box, and she'd go, well, I guess that's not my Jaguar. I guess that's my computer, you know.
Yeah.
So for years, she's been talking about this Jaguar. We go shopping for it just for fun, you know. So finally, this year, I got her the damn Jaguar.
The sports car, Jaguar.
What kind of Jaguar? Was it the sports car or the sedan?
No, the S-type.
The two-door?
I love the schmucks in the audience.
The four-door.
Idiots in the audience who are applauding this. You didn't buy them the car. What the hell are they so excited
about?
Because
people in Los Angeles go, wow, that was really nice of her. She didn't have to do that.
Nice gesture toward mom.
Because people in Los Angeles are nice?
People relate towards the nice
people
gesture,
in the audience were nice. The people in the audience.
Very nice.
I think people on the East Coast are very nice too.
Thank
you. I think people in the Midwest are nice, but
so you got to, Leah, you got to try to play by the rules. You got to say a hole.
Oh, okay. People who call in are a holes. You ready?
Right. Okay.
Good.
So the audience is applauding. We've established why the audience was applauding. Are we mentioned again before the end of the segment?
I don't know.
That's a cool looking car.
She's got very good taste when she's not paying for it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she thank you? Did she let you drive it? Or?
No, she let me drive it.
No.
The first, because my mother handles my money, so the first thing said to her, as soon as she saw the Jaguar, she went, almost a little bit of emotion came out of her, which was odd. And she said, this is the second thing that came out of her mouth. But she really can't afford it.
Oh.
You know, so it was kind of sweet.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's sweet.
But she took it anyway.
That's it. We'll be right back with five questions with Leah.
Oh, good segment, Leah.
Leah, that was terrific.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was basically all about you, and you're welcome.
Well, what did I just say? Nice segment.
We just said it was terrific.
Okay, I just don't know if you're being... Don, it just seems like you're like a little nasty towards me today.
He's sincere.
You are so...
I'm looking at him.
He was smacking his chest from his ticker saying he appreciates
you.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're being ridiculous, Mike. He wasn't smacking his chest.
Leah, I was looking at him smacking his chest.
Leah, if now I... Now you're exaggerating.
Leah, shut up. Listen, if I go like this... From my ticker...
That's what I was saying.
I am...
Okay.
What, do you think I'm lying about it?
All right, I apologize.
You think I'm a liar?
Relax. I didn't say you were a liar. Would you just relax,
are you calling now? Are you calling Mike a liar?
Jesus.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
So how much longer is Leah Remini going to be on the show?
Leah's with us for 3 weeks, and then we evaluate at that point, and Leah evaluates at that point.
Okay. Well, I gotta say, I'm not...
Leah's right here, incidentally, if you want to speak to her. She can communicate with you as well as we can.
Okay. It's sort of like having your mother on the show or something.
Well, except I don't want to have sex with my mother.
Well, I'm not talking about the sex part. I just, I don't know. It's sort of, you know, it takes away some of the humor.
Would you rather me just allow them to call you a whore and degrade women? Would you rather that?
Well, I don't.
Leah, now listen. Ma'am? Let me stop you for a second.
They don't mean that.
Leah, let me stop you for a second. That is
they don't mean that.
That is no. Leah, you are painting with very broad strokes here. That is
I'm just asking her. I'm having a simple conversation.
That is not all we do on this show
do
is
me
degrade
a favor. People,
women and call
people,
them whores.
People. This is who I want to hear from. I want to hear from people from New York. Okay, that's who I want
Hold
to hear from.
Hold on a minute. I'm from right outside of Washington D.C. So what's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything was wrong with that. I would like to hear from some females from Brooklyn or New York City.
Different comments from all different women.
Honey, we do not.
I know.
I'm just saying this.
Oh, my God.
I hung up on her.
We got your point, ma'am.
Set her
Thank
a
you.
Headache. But listen, get my point.
But rest assured. People should be rest assured. It's only 2 more weeks, and what they could do is they could turn off their radio if I'm so offensive.
Lisa from New York. Here is Lisa.
Okay, good.
New York. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, honey.
What I wanted to say was, actually, okay, Leah, what did you expect going into this show? No, go ahead.
Oh, I just thought it would be fun. I really didn't expect anything, but again, their show doesn't air in Los Angeles, so I hear only segments of the show when I'm on hold for 5 minutes. But what did I expect? I guess I just expected to have fun and bring a little female touch to the show.
True. I think you do that, but also,
Thank you,
you yeah. seem a little, from what I've known, or what I know, you know, outside of looking in, usually kind of sassy and peppy and stuff, but in this case, it seems like you guys are just mismatched.
We seem to be butting heads today, and I think it's happened a couple of times. But I think when you're dealing with a show like this, you're also dealing with you got to have some growing pains. We're talking about rapid growing pains in a situation like this, and everybody getting used to each other and feeling each other out and feeling the callers
out
and all that.
I wonder what female they think would be good, like a Pam Anderson or
Mike version, but a female.
Then you have two people of the same. You have two of the same.
Mike balances Don out.
Listen, let me just say something to Leah, please, Leah. If we could just do one thing, and I'm being serious now. Now I'm not goofing around.
All right. Go ahead.
If you could just get the thought out of your head that all we do is treat women badly and call women whores, because you keep saying that over and over, and that is not the truth.
That's true. You don't do that all the time.
That is not the truth.
We have had on this show.
You're right.
I mean, this show is, you know, it is a... There are many facets to this show, and when you're talking about certain situations, that's true. When you're talking about others, it's not. You know, we have so many different levels on this show, so many different things we do to have fun. But one of the things that is the cornerstone of this show is a tremendous volume of phone calls. And do we butt heads with our listeners all the time? Do we insult our listeners all the time?
But Mike, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
if, like, say that guy called, or I should ask the caller who just called in. The guy who called about a half hour ago was saying...
The girl from New York, she's still on the phone.
No. Hi. Don, hold on a second.
Sorry.
All I'm saying is, as an example, when that guy called in and said was sticking up for Mike, and then Mike called him an a-hole or whatever, and then hung up on him.
Yeah, that's yes.
Now, to the caller, should I just go, oh, that was so funny that you called a guy an a-hole?
No, not at all. No,
and I'm asking her.
You
I'm
don't
even talking
have
to you right now.
You don't.
I'm asking the woman who's talking right
why
now.
Why are you asking her?
Okay.
Because I'm asking her.
You mix it up and you get into it with them. That's what the show is about. People call.
That's what that's what I did. That's what I did. I stuck up for the call.
Yeah, if I can
so
say
what,
something.
What did I do? Well, I mean, what do you want me to just compliment Mike and go, oh, that's great, Mike?
No, hold on. What I would say also, though, is that many times on this show, when we are getting along with a caller, it's usually because a caller is funny. First and foremost,
I'm tired of explaining how we do this show. This is how we do the show.
You just need to find someone that does the show with you, the kind of style you do, and instead of saying your callers, it's her callers, too. It's one show.
No, and we love Leah, and we want Leah to be a part of things, but this is just the show. This is the show that we do.
What you should also understand is that they asked me to do this. So, I mean...
Right. Okay. Correct. Right. And
maybe you were better just calling in.
Well, oh, okay.
Well, everybody's,
that could be very true. That
everybody
could be very
is
true.
Entitled to this opinion.
And I'm not
opinion.
Being nasty.
I'm not being nasty. I'm not hating. I'm just totally.
You
know, I'm agreeing with you.
And
maybe
I say also when we open when we open the phone lines for everybody to call in with their opinion, it totally sucks.
All right.
It totally sucks because everybody's going to.
It's your show.
But everybody's going
to. Your show.
You know, everybody's going to call in. You know, with their analysis as to you know what Leah should do on the show and stuff. And trust me, that is tedious crap.
I mean, really.
No, but you know
much
what?
Better
half
people
and,
call
it
in
seems
be
to be half and half. Half. Do you agree that half of the people think I do an okay
you're getting,
job?
You're
and
getting
half
good calls.
Think I suck.
You're getting yes. Half
but,
and half.
But Leah, okay. You got to learn. Well, you remember one of the first things I told you? One half. Of 1% of all the 6 million people who are listening call. You cannot take it seriously whether it's a great call or whether it's a hate call. You can't.
Okay, but that's, I understand, but that's just not the way I am. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah, and that's why it takes some getting used to. It really does.
That's right. Okay, go ahead. Go on with your show. Please don't bother with me. Okay. Obviously, I'm dragging the show down.
Oh, no. No, actually, the callers are dragging the show down.
Well, okay.
And when they're, you know, the overanalysis, that's what drags the show down.
I have no problem with the callers, Mike.
No.
Never have. They pay our salary.
Absolutely.
The fans. That's what it's all about.
As a matter of fact,
you've heard me say that many times.
Over and over. Let me rephrase that and say, you know what? The callers are not dragging the show down. As a matter of fact, they're enhancing the show. And I welcome calls of every opinion to enhance the program today. If you have thoughts about any aspect of the show that might be bothering you, please call. Please call liberally. Liberally.
All right, hold on there, Leah. Hold on there. We're going
to
commercial break now.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Now, you come back with the 5 questions on Craig. Did we get that, or is that
the
segment?
Do you mention us anymore?
I don't think so.
Does Craig say listen to the radio show at all? Or
no, he doesn't.
All right.
Well, then.
No, he doesn't.
Thank you. That was outstanding.
Yes.
Thank you
for a round of
national
applause.
Plug.
Thank you for that national plug
You're
for
welcome.
The show. Thank you. Really.
You're
and
welcome.
Leah, that's.
You're welcome.
From the ticker.
He hit his chest.
Honey, it was really my pleasure. And you're right. It did give me something to talk about because God knows I really have nothing going on.
No, but the thing
and
is.
And I really don't. Okay. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I when you hear about my weekend, you'll find I really do nothing. So it was really. It does give me bits to talk about.
Even if you're going to complain about us to your friends and on talk shows, it's sure fun, isn't it?
It is.
There you go.
It's good fun.
All right.
It's good times.
Wonderful.
It's good times.
Good
times,
yeah. Everybody.
Good times, great people, and a little wine.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
All right. Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there? She has, except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my Lena?
The Don and Mike Show. It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Here you go. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. Ads from anywhere, including Philadelphia, who very soon will have your very own WYSP phone number for this show.
It starts with
D.C. WJFK, your special number, 202-432-1067.
Hard to try.
New York, N.E.W. 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Hi. What?
Tom from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Tom.
This has been the most painful week and a half with Leah Remini.
Now, you've got Leah right here. She's right here. So, I mean, you're talking like she's not in the room.
When is 3 weeks up?
Leah?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come on.
This has been the most painful week and a half. All she does is complain. She complains about the callers. She complains about you guys. It's getting old.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
I don't think it's been all complaining, but partial complaining. and that's how she,
he is right about that.
And I think she fits in because, I mean, we certainly complain.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
As a dick. You know
thank
what?
You.
I think it's a better show with you at home. Y'all are less intimidated by each other. Don and Mike, you're more on. I kind of felt like you were holding back with her in the studio last week. With her at home, she's more on. It's almost like those phone conversations that you would have when she would call in. It's much better with her being at home.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Let's go to Richie in New York. Richie, WNEW, Donna Mike. Hello, Richie.
Hello.
Welcome to Who Asked You.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a segment of Who Asked You.
Hi, Richie.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. This is just, I miss my ex-girlfriend, who sounded a lot like Leah.
Yeah. She's right here.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Hold on. Is this the burping guy?
I think so.
Is this the burper?
Can you hear me okay?
Is this the burping
Hello?
Guy?
Can you hear me okay?
You better burp or I'm going to move on to another line.
Oh, well then.
There it is. Yeah, it's a good call.
Wait, a ferret him out. Mike. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys,
I tell you what about that guy.
I call it trouble with a capital T.
That's what the bumper is.
Goddamn right.
You're on the air.
Hey, what the deal is, I think that the fact that Leah is so different from you guys, actually, Leah is right there. Leah, I think that your appearance, just because you're so different, actually makes the show a lot better.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I think that this is a new twist that, like, you know, really, no other radio shows really do, and it makes the show unpredictable.
Unpredictable, I agree.
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
All right. You're listening to Who Asked You?
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who asked? Mike, it's who asked ye?
Who asked
What's
ye?
Up, dog?
Hey.
Hey, man, I think that she messing it up, man, because I like the fact that y'all make fun of people who don't have common sense.
Yeah, but who asked you?
Well, hey, I think she a bougie hood rat.
What is that? Wait, what does that mean?
A bougie hood rat that got lucky.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
A bougie hood rat.
Speak white. What does that mean?
That means she's a white trash that made it.
White trash that made it.
Yeah, well, who asked you?
Who asked ye?
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, taking calls for Leah?
She's right here.
This is still the Don and Mike Show, but yes, Leah's here.
Hi, Leah. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that you're a positive role model for women, and I think you're an asset to the show in prime time.
Thank you, darling.
Who asked you?
Awesome.
Right.
I appreciate that.
You know, you notice, Leah, we do the...
Being white trash and all.
You notice we do the who asked you on either positive or negative.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, man. I just wanted you to know, man, I feel your pain.
Who asked you?
Well, I mean, Mike, please don't be mean. Come on. I'm the listener. I'm your friend.
You know what? And I think anybody that's listened to the show for any number of years know that I cherish you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I cherish you. So go ahead.
I'm just lying on my bed here and, preparing to go back to work. It's lunch break.
Yeah.
And I really do feel the struggle.
You have a bed at work?
No, I went home for lunch.
Well, what struggle are they going through right now?
Oh, gee. Leah, I was kind of talking to Don.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Sorry about that. It's just a one-on-one.
It's the curse.
Oh.
It's the curse ever since Adam and Eve sinned. The curse that's on women. That's what Don is struggling with.
Oh, I hear you.
So you would be, are you simply a woman hater, sir? Is that what it is?
No. I just know, your pain, man, between my wife and her friends and people that I deal with. I mean, they bring women and this insecurity, they bring something that it just makes us all have pain.
It's a misogynist.
You know?
Now, we had that word last week, yes. Buzz.
A woman hater.
A woman hater.
Right. No, listen, you got me all wrong. I love women. Leah, I really enjoy you. I think you're a neat woman. I don't know if, who asked me? You know, I don't want
yeah, who asked
you know that.
Now, listen, I think what this guy's saying. What this guy's saying is that you love women. It's just they can be major pains in the ass.
Between the once a month thing and just the constant chatter,
and putting up with you guys, yeah.
It's certainly, hey, I think my share fair.
May I ask you a question,
sir?
May I ask you a question? Have any women in your life hurt you?
Who asked you? It's like, no. Hurt me? No. No, I've had a pretty good life.
No, you hesitated there. There was a pause. You've been hurt.
I just wanted to make a joke.
But who has hurt you?
Who has hurt me?
Yes, come on now. Tell us. Everybody's been hurt by someone. Sure.
Now, see, you're trying to turn this around.
I swear to God, I am not.
I want to say something. I'm with you.
I'm trying to find sympathizers.
God, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Listen,
you've been hurt. You're not
a misogynist.
Actually, you know what? It brings this to mind. There was a girl, like when I was in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
who used to kind of make fun of me. And I was kind of a bully up until that point, and she wanted to fight me, and I was afraid of her.
And you think that's going back a long way.
Going way back, but that's the only time that I've actually had some problems.
Listen, here's all I think.
I think you're a woman lover then.
I love women.
This guy is not a misogynist.
No way.
He is, like myself, loves women. I love my wife more than anything, but
right.
I swear to God, sometimes I wish...
It's like you just want to choke them.
Yeah, the feeling is very mutual.
Well, now.
Misogynist. Now, see, right there, you got into that physical.
As soon as you got into the choking
part. The choking part was, you know, a little hinky. I mean, really.
That's where you lost me, okay.
But I'll tell you, with all of my travails recently, I have, late at night in the recesses of my brain, given some serious thought to maybe men.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was very disappointed to hear Leah back on the show this morning. She's a wet blanket on the show. She's very boring.
She's right here, sir.
That comes to a person who uses the phrase wet blanket.
Who asked you?
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Who asked you?
No enthusiasm. No excitement in your voice.
That's me, babe.
As far as Don and Mike are very gracious, and they compliment you, and they like to have you on the show.
You're right.
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity for Don to stick his nose up your crotch. That's the only thing.
Sir, you're right. You're right.
Let me just say that. If anything, I have not stuck my nose anywhere up Leah's body the whole time she's been on this show.
I know. That's why I was complaining.
Right, because I'm determined to just treat you like a regular person.
I am just a regular person, more
calls,
than you know.
And I think one thing, the calls are 50-50. We're getting 50-50
Hello,
calls.
Hello, Donna Mike.
No, we're getting more. No, I think it's like 90-10.
No, I disagree.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Ms. Remini. Could I interest you in a zesty session of Bravo Lingus? Maybe a session with Talk to the Judge, or a glimpse of my nodule-laden doodads.
You know what? You got to call on a regular line if you're going to do that grease man stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Let's go to Valerie, New York. Valerie.
Hello.
Hello, Valerie.
Listen, I don't understand what all the fuss is about. Leah, you are doing a great job.
Thank you, Valerie. See, I knew it.
All of this conflict and this talk about you, I don't know. I think we got to drop it. Get back to the show. You're part of the show. You're doing a great job. Let's start talking about it. And start doing other stuff on the show.
I disagree.
Thank you, Val. I
tell you, I think that a good majority of each show should be getting callers' opinions on what we're doing.
We have never allowed that before.
I think that would make the show flow magnificently. Yeah, and as I say before. Once again, from the highest mountaintop, who asked ye?
Let me say that the great Bob Barker
Parker once again.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
F&A.
It's the Don and Mike Show. 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 It's the Don and Mike. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Right.
That's our show. It's what we're about. Dude sickles.
Yeah, everybody just chill out.
Creamsicles.
God almighty.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you're the kings of radio debauchery, guys.
Right.
What Leah needs to do is join you on your level of radio debauchery. It will be great.
Oh, that will never happen, but boy, wouldn't that be something. We can fantasize.
Yes, you know, I don't even know what Leah looks like, but my God, if she can get y'all to J-O-N on the studio.
Wait a minute, what do you mean you don't know what she looks like?
I've never seen her program. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I listen to y'all all day long.
Well, what about magazines and stuff like that?
I can't read while I'm driving. I'm driving all day long.
Hey, Buzz, what's the dictionary definition of debauchery? I'll look it up, but it means, wild party animal type.
The meaning is Don and Mike on the radio.
I always thought it meant wild sexual activity.
Again,
that could be part of it.
That would mean Don and Mike on the radio.
75 to 80% of your conversation, which is great, which all the guys are going to
love. All right, listen. Enough, Don, enough discussion. Enough who asked
you. Do you think I should be more agreeable?
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that, and here's my only bitch with you. That if we're doing something that you don't like for instance, when I was throwing out, the empty chamber game,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than throw water on it, I'd rather have you just say nothing. You don't have to pump me up with fake BS.
Right, exactly. Okay. That would be not like her, and she wouldn't be able to do that.
Just don't say anything.
I'll try that.
Because you wouldn't like it if you were taping your TV show. And
but it happens all the time. We have 22 writers. You do one thing, you say one line, and the writers come up to you and go, "Don't do that. Could you try this a little bit more this way?
But not,
if you do it that way, it's not funny.
But
you
usually,
have to punch the joke."
Whoa. But usually not in front of a studio audience or a reporter.
Absolutely, they do it in front of a studio audience.
Out loud? I was there for that. They didn't do that out loud.
With full microphones on so the audience hears you being yelled at?
No.
Yeah, so
okay, I'm going to try that. I will try that. Anything else?
You know, even though we preach
anything else?
That would be it. That is it.
Okay.
And then if there is something that you really dig, scream it loud.
Yes.
Because, I know. Because we're fragile. We're fragile.
I love when you do your imitations, Mike. I think you're highly talented. And Don and Mike, the back and forth is hysterical between you two.
Okay. I've
said that. But I said that last week in the studio. You guys are hysterical together.
We're not, would you agree we're not looking for that type of thing?
No. We don't need to have our asses kissed.
We value your opinion. And it does kind
it's
of...
It's like kissing your ass to give you a compliment.
What Don brought up is, and I like the way you put it with throw water on it. It does kind of, it does make us feel bad,
Point made.
Wonderful.
Okay. Beautiful.
Have you eaten anything in the last 20 minutes?
No. Right. Go ahead. Hello. Do your show.
Don and Mike. We're going to do it in just a second. We're taking the call. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I was wondering if I could guess what's, Mike and Buzz, you guys smoke cigarettes, right?
Yes.
I'd like to guess what cigarettes you guys and Leah smoke.
A wonderful exercise.
All right, try with Buzz first.
All right, Buzz, I would say he's either a Dunhill or a Winston.
Wrong on both counts.
Mike, guess Mike.
Mike, I would say he's probably a Marlboro Red.
No. Parliament Light 100.
Now guess Leah.
Oh, I like Parliaments too. I would say for Leah, either Marlboro Lights or Parliaments.
Leah?
Close, but no.
What is the flavor, Leah?
American Spirits Yellow.
You know those cool ones that you have, the organic ones.
And Buzz?
They're organic. Yes.
And Buzz, what's your brand?
Hand rolled.
Come on, really. Now, I know you got that thing about your dad hearing that you smoke, but
that's over now.
But you told me your dad doesn't listen to the show anymore.
No, sometimes he does, and other people listen, and it gets back to him.
And Leah, I should tell you.
It's out now, so yes, the brand is now. Hi, Dad.
Now.
Leah, I should tell you that over the weekend, I fell off the nicotine wagon.
And Mike, what is your brand of choice?
Parliament Light 100s. But however, it was, I'd like to say I love the new Winston cigarettes. I love the new Winstons and the way they're packaged. Just fantastic.
Okay, but I'm quitting.
Winston,
so am I. We all are.
Winston sponsored our show the other night at the Shark Club. So I have to throw some love Winston's way.
I think that the cigarette executives are right. I don't think smoking's bad for you.
I agree.
Right.
Because all your voices, I mean, they don't sound good, and I'm a...
All right, F you.
I agree.
And you know what Rob does?
Yeah.
Rob smokes meat.
I do.
Yeah, he smokes meat, and he's got a fantastic collection of jerky.
All right, we're going to break, and when we come back, you are going to love this. You are going to love this.
What's going on?
Well, hold on, I'm getting this. From Lisa sent me this message. You are pussies. I successfully quit smoking.
As of when?
Oh, Bravo. Come on.
As of when, Lisa?
Well, she hasn't had a cigarette in a long time.
Since when? She smokes all the time.
How long? No, she hasn't had a cigarette in how many months?
I've been not smoking for several months now.
Several months.
Yeah,
well,
Lisa
congratulations.
Didn't smoke the whole week you guys were here. Neither did Mike.
That's right.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was made for dancing.
Now, what is that?
All night long.
Leaf Garrett.
That's oh, is that Leaf Garrett?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't remember the musical career of Leaf Garrett.
I was made for dancing.
That
was
his one big hit.
All night long. Oh, hold
Joe,
on. Hold on.
Fifth down to the right.
I'm dying for a cigarette.
Hold
right
on.
Now.
I got to tell you what a faggot I am, though. Listen to this. If my wife is still at home, she's not out doing whatever she does. She bought me an album for the weekend.
Right.
I am the queerest heterosexual man in the world.
Oh, no. What did you buy?
I didn't buy. She bought it for me.
And you loved it.
She was at a price club.
She knows what you like.
She was at the $300 club.
Right.
And because, you know, she can't go in without spending $300.
It's ridiculous. I mean, because it's all the, you know, I need that bread maker.
Oh, Christ. Hold on.
All I know is that a queer would not marry his wife in front of Elvis's house.
Rob, that's thrilled. Rob is thrilled that you're going to be doing that.
Thanks, Rob.
And classy.
You've made Rob very happy.
You said it best, man.
Thank you. And we'll have a bachelor party the night before.
The two of you. Wow. In a tub.
I don't know where she is.
With like little Louis Armstrong figurines around you.
Hi, if I have an answer for you.
Come on, where are you? You're killing me.
The Family Feud homestead?
There you go.
Where are you?
At the family.
Listen, I guess I'm not going to get my wife. I'll have her tell her. I don't want to tell you.
It's that bad?
It'd be better if she tells you.
So it's the musical art. Is it a group or a single artist?
Yes. Both.
Really?
And she bought me the CD, and I ripped it open, and all day yesterday we were running errands. I made her listen to it constantly.
Damn, I wish we knew. Well, we can all guess.
Constantly.
We can speculate.
She's out there. All right, she'll call back. When we come back, this will be a Don and Mike show exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you watched the show Friends on Thursday night. Buzz, it did great in the ratings, right?
Yeah, it did. It killed in the ratings.
I don't know if you heard or not. It was an anal birth. And what's her name? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Had a baby. Rachel had a baby. Mm-hmm. And the baby's name is Emma. And we will have the first ever radio interview.
Oh, good. With baby Emma?
With baby Emma.
See if she's going to be worked into some of the plot lines.
So we come right back. How's that, Leah?
Fantastic.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Park City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, freaks. Freaks Thursday. It's a freak show on the Don and Mike Show.
We want your oddities. We want you oddities to come down. If you have webbed feet, whatever. You've always been looking for it. I think in all the time we've been doing freak shows, we've never gotten really legitimate webbed feet. Yeah, and I want it.
The triple nipple. You know, the six fingers.
We've had triple nipples before. We've had quadruple. I think we've had quintuple nipples
before.
I believe
so. Listen, it's Thursday. It's the Don and Mike Freak Show, patented and crazy copyrighted feature of the Don and Mike Show.
The Freak Show's copyrighted feature.
And we're giving away a trip to Key West. That's Thursday, on Thursday's episode.
Crazy Kooky Freak Show.
Tomorrow on the show, the CM John Holmes.
The Chinese John Holmes?
That's right.
Wow.
Wanker Wang.
Really?
We're going to help in the search to find Wanker Wang.
That's right. A big-time, oversized, break stereotype of Chinese man with small penis.
Absolutely. Now, Robin, you got my thing here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then get ready now. Leah?
Uh-huh.
You were on Friends, correct?
Uh-huh.
How many episodes you do? One?
Yeah.
And you were in a hospital?
Correct.
All right, and you were, I think, some kind of a Boston sports fan.
Correct.
Correct. How come you're answering just in one-word answers?
I'm being agreeable.
Oh, no, you're not. Now, what we have for you is a special treat. Thursday night.
I think Leah's going to love this.
Thursday night, the Friends show got a tremendous rating with the birth of the baby. And now, for the first time ever, please say hello to baby Emma.
Here's baby Emma coming into the studio. Oh, well, look at you. Not being wheeled in, actually, because baby Emma not walking, but I believe baby Emma is talking. Hi, baby Emma.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? Say hi to Leah, baby Emma.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I would like to nurse with you.
Now, baby Emma, behave yourself for a second here. Why don't you just behave, okay?
Okay, Mike.
Baby Emma, you're one of the most famous babies in America now with all the attention you've been getting. What's it like to be born from Jennifer Aniston?
First off,
yes,
it was a stunt vagina.
Oh, so it wasn't really Jennifer Aniston.
It was a stunt uterus.
I didn't know that they have women that actually do that out in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That's very, very exciting. So the whole thing was kind of just for show.
It was fake because Jennifer Aniston smoked so much pot with her boyfriend Brad Pitt.
Oh, I didn't know.
That if they had a real baby,
I had no idea.
It would be a mongoloid.
Oh, really? So they had to be careful with that. But here you are now, out in the world. What's it like? How do you feel? Welcome to the world.
It's effing great to be alive.
And then to be born onto the stage like you were. You feel any additional pressure?
None whatsoever. I poop in my pants, just like Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, you know, I want to get a little perspective on the cast members of Friends. What can you tell us about Matt LeBlanc?
Well, I have spent 9 months in my real mommy's tummy on the set.
On the set. So you have been, even though it's been a stunt vagina and a stunt uterus, you've actually been around the set of Friends. Is that right? Okay, very. So what can you tell us about Friends, baby Emma? You must hear everything that goes on.
Well, they all say that Matt LeBlanc is so friggin' stupid.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
They call him and they call him, what was that character's name from There's Something About Mary?
Oh, really? They call him, Warren?
Warren.
Oh, really?
You know, Cameron Diaz's
yes,
brother.
Yes, Warren Franks and Beans.
That's what they say.
Franks and Beans.
When he comes around, they whisper, they go, Franks and Beans, Franks and Beans.
I can't imagine they'd say bad things about each other. Don't they all get along famously on that show?
No.
Really? Well, who doesn't like who?
Well, they also say the same thing about Courtney Cox's husband.
Really?
David Arquette.
Well, I think we all know that that's true. I think anybody that's seen one of those commercials knows that's true.
And they have said, I don't understand what this means, Mike.
What does it mean, baby Emma? Tell me, I'll try to help
they
you out.
They say that when they are talking about Joey,
right,
Matt LeBlanc, they're kidding, but they really think that David Arquette is challenged.
Oh, they think he's got a mental disorder.
What does challenge mean?
Challenge means perhaps a little retarded, baby Emma. You're way too smart for that.
You know what else I saw?
What's that, baby Emma?
I would see Courtney Cox, and she would eat a big, big plate of food.
A big plate of food. She'd go to the food cart.
Then she would go into the kitchen, and she'd go to the bathroom, and she would put a finger down her throat.
Oh, no.
And she would make all of the food come back up. She would regurgitate the food.
So sorry, regurgitate. What a big word for you, baby Emma. I'm really sorry she had to see that.
But the biggest a-hole on Friends.
Yeah, who's the biggest a-hole on Friends?
The one they all hate.
Yes, baby.
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer, why? What does he do? Is he a difficult cast member to work with?
I'll give you my interpretation.
Your interpretation. Another big word for baby.
Walking on the set.
Okay.
The rest of the Friends are sitting there.
Right.
And he'll walk in, and he'll go, I'm ready for my scene. And the rest of them laugh at him because they just read their lines off of cue cards.
Right.
But David Schwimmer is an actor. actor.
Oh, an actor. So you think he's a little full of himself. Is that right? Really?
Elliot Gould. He's on the show sometimes.
Yes.
He can't control his bladder or his bowels.
I didn't know that. He's incontinent.
He's incontinent.
That is incredible. Well, Baby Emma, are we going to see more of you on the show? What are you looking forward to doing on the show Friends now that you've been born?
At least getting on one freaking episode. But you know what I hear?
What's
all
that?
I hear is Baby Bob's this.
Yeah.
And Baby Bob that.
A lot of talk about that. So.
I'm a real freaking talking baby.
You're a legitimate. I'm watching you talk right here, and, you know, it's exciting. You know, we have a person that's on a TV show.
I was talking to my lawyer.
Yes, baby.
Just a moment ago.
Good. Yes.
I was talking to Johnny Moonves.
Johnny Moonves, what did Johnny have to say?
And I said, Johnny, I can't believe this. I had to spend 9 months in a really smelly place.
Right.
And then I get out, and I'm not even on the freaking show. And you know what he says to me?
What's that?
He says, Emma, I got bigger problems.
What's that?
Leah Remedy, another one of my clients, is bitching about the fact that she has to be on the Don and Mike show.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You have something in common with Leah, who's on our show. She's here right now, Baby Emma. Would you like to say hi to Leah Remedy? You share an agent. I didn't know that Johnny Moonves was your agent.
He's my agent.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Gets,
that's right.
He gets 10% and he never touches a diaper.
Oh, that's, he doesn't have to touch a diaper. Well, say hi to Leah, Baby Emma.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I am supposed to have come out of Jennifer Aniston's stomach, but I didn't really.
Oh,
I really came out of another woman's stomach.
Hey, is there, Leah, is there a chance that maybe a plot line on your show, King of Queens, you could maybe adopt a baby, then Baby Emma could be on your show?
Don't do it. It ruins a show to have kids on.
Baby Emma, why are you saying that? You'd be great on a show.
But if I was on the show, I'd want to be like Baby Bob.
Oh, you'd want to talk.
I want to be a talking baby.
Well, you are a talking baby, but I think there's only room for one of those shows on TV.
Mike?
Yes, go ahead, Baby Emma.
Baby Bob doesn't really talk.
I know, it's more like Clutch Cargo.
Clutch Cargo stuff.
You have the mouth superimposed.
I really am talking to you. Look at me.
I know, it's incredible. Are there any other shows, TV shows you'd like to be on, Baby Emma? You know, I know you watch a lot of television. What would you like to be on?
Think about what I like.
So many different shows.
Well, I like the whole CBS lineup.
Sure. Do you really?
Damn, that's hard to beat.
God damn, I can't believe you're using that kind of language, Baby Emma.
Let me see. I love Pecker.
It's Becker. Well, you know, I know you're a little baby. You probably have trouble pronouncing.
I love Judging Amy.
Oh, you do, Amy Brenneman, yes.
And incidentally, what is the median age CBS is going for?
I believe 65.
I like CSI, of course, Crime Scene Investigation.
Oh, I didn't know you liked that show. It's a little late for you to be staying up, Baby Emma.
And I like Jag.
You like Jag. What's the best part about Jag?
That hot bitch.
Baby Emma, don't use language like that. That's horrible. And, you know, you shouldn't be paying attention to things like that. You're a little girl.
I'm a lesbian, I think.
Well, I didn't realize that you developed that rapidly.
Already.
That's why I wanted a nurse with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you enjoy doing now, Baby Emma, now that you're out in the world?
Well, let me see. What do you like, baby? I enjoy meeting and greeting.
Meeting and greeting?
I'm on the patch because I'm trying to cut down smoking.
You're already smoking. I didn't know you were already smoking. What brand do you smoke, Baby Emma?
Marlboro.
Marlboro
Red.
Oh, Marlboro Red. Really, Reds. How about that?
And Charlie Broyhill has already called me for a date.
Charlie Broyhill. That's like what he does most of the time. You know, we call him the Ape Man, Baby Emma. Stay away from him, please.
Oh, I know that because he's a monkey. You call him Musclehead.
Yeah, Musclehead. That's a very apt description of Charlie.
That's funny.
He throws his own feces. I hope you don't do that, Baby Emma.
I throw my feces. You know what I did because I'm a baby?
What did you do because you're a baby?
I got some of my feces.
Yes.
And I put them in the bottle where Matthew Perry has his Vicodin. And he reached in and he said, hey, who put all this S word in my mic?
And you laughed, didn't you?
I walked over.
What does this sound like when you laugh, Baby Emma? My.
Oh, wow.
I go, hey, asswipe. It was me. What do you want to do about it?
Well, baby Emma, are you think you're going to be a regular character on the show Friends? Do you think
No. I'm going to be like Phoebe's twins and triplets. You're never going to see me.
Never going to see you. Well, what are you going to do with your time now, baby Emma? I mean, you were a big star before you were born, and now it's all over. Yes, baby Emma.
I'm hurting.
Oh, you're hurting. Oh, no. You're too little for that.
Like all women who listen to that is the
sickest thing I've ever heard of.
That's horrible language,
baby
Emma.
That's
what I heard Leah Remini say.
Yeah, well, no. Leah doesn't use that kind of language, do you, Leah? That.
No.
There you go. Fantastic.
I would love to come out of Leah, though.
No, stop it, baby Emma. You better behave yourself here.
You know who my pimp is?
Who's your pimp?
Johnny Moonves.
He's got a lot of roles. Do you get along well?
He has a lot of work to do, obviously.
Did you get along with Johnny pretty well?
Yeah, except his brother has like a girl's name.
Well, a lot of men have.
Leslie,
yes.
He's all man, Emma.
Yeah, Leah.
He's all man, Emma.
Leslie. I tell him, I go, hey, Leslie, this is Emma. We both have girls' names.
Oh, baby Emma, you're very controversial.
I'm very controversial.
Yeah, but I hope we see you on television sometime soon.
I don't think so.
Really? Oh, baby Emma, do you have to go away?
Yes.
Oh, is there anything you'd like to say to our listening audience or anybody on the show before you go bye-bye?
I'd like to say peace in the Middle
East. Peace in the Middle East.
That's nice.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
Here's one for my homies.
Oh, and you poured your baby bottle out on the carpet.
H to the Izzo. I like to say, Buzz, how about some weed?
No, that's too young, baby Emma.
Thank you.
And Mike?
Yes, baby Emma, what can I do for you?
My thoughts are with you during this tough time.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
Thank you very much for thinking of me.
I only wish everybody really knew how nice Don is to everybody on the show.
Absolutely. You couldn't be nicer. And any words for our new addition, Leah Remini right here? She's a new addition to our show, like you're a new addition to the world.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I'm a lovable baby.
Yes. You sound it.
Leah, would you like to say anything sweet to baby Emma before she goes bye-bye?
Oh, bye, baby Emma. You are just a little sweetheart.
Hey, Leah?
Yes, darling.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, turn that music off. Get your ass over to NBC AFAQ. You're on the Titanic Network. Goodbye now.
Bye, baby Emma.
Bye, baby Emma. Bye. Don't wait to buy to us. Bye. Did you say goodbye like the Munchkins? Can you say goodbye like the Munchkins?
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bye,
Emma. Bye, there she goes, toddling out of here.
There she
actually learned to walk, got out of the stroller during that entire segment.
Very
grow up so fast.
Okay, now, I got a cash. Oh, hold on, that's the wrong cut. I got a cash prize here. Oh, cut number four.
That's never the wrong cut.
No, shut up.
Never the wrong cut in my book, Rob.
Just go with
not that music.
Okay, now, I got a cash prize. Cash prize. But we need a real Star Wars geek.
This is Buzz's favorite song.
Yeah. Now here he is, everybody. Nico. Here's what we need. A real Star Wars geek.
I'm sure we've got some of those in our listening audience.
And Rob, you'll be able to come up with some kind of a test, right? Here's what I'm looking for. And I'm going to pay
I got the test. How come you've never been laid?
I'm going to pay $100 to the first Star Wars geek that is willing to betray his clan.
Ooh.
The first Star Wars geek that is willing to call and tell us everything that happens in 60 seconds in Attack of the Clones.
Fantastic.
But we got to make sure that you're a real Star Wars fan, not just some schmuck like us who went to see the movie.
Right. Yeah, we want somebody who's going to call and feel that by doing this, there's a chance they might be imprisoned on Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Then you'll have to turn in your plastic lightsaber or whatever.
Exactly.
So, if you really are a Star Wars geek.
Yeah, somebody who wears like those BO-stained robes.
And And we're putting a quiz together right now.
Okay. Fantastic Star Wars quiz.
And you would like to turn to the dark side.
Yes.
And you would like to give away in 60 seconds the entire plot, including the ending of Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
You'd like to see the light, wake up and smell the coffee, realize that the only force you use is squeezing out that morning BM.
Call right now. 877.
May the force be with you.
77-365-3636. Okay, now you got to be real Star Wars geeks.
I'm just so thrilled with the Attack of the Clones.
Yes, we will have a test for you.
Oh,
and then if you give it up, you give up your brothers and sisters in Star Wars geekdom.
I have on authority that this is actually a George Lucas beard hair.
Listen to this now. Not only will I give you $100, but if you're cool enough, you'd like to see the Rolling Stones.
Oh, hey.
In concert.
I am. This is a hair from Keith Richards. So, I'm not quite sure where it came from, though.
We will get a Star Wars nerd and give him the quiz right after this. Oh, I'm so used to...
You just cute Joe like you were in L.A. and you have to push the button
yourself. I can do it myself.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed.
If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship?
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. They've outrun Imperial starships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man.
The Don and Mike Show. We want to get right.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, is there a member of the Star Wars Idiots fan club willing to betray and join us?
Go over to the dark side.
The dark side. Leah.
Yeah.
Did you see Star Wars this weekend?
No. Oh, did I see their weekend?
No. Did you? Yeah. Well, no. Did you see it this weekend?
No. I'm not going to go see that.
Okay.
No.
Have you seen Spider-Man yet?
Nope, I'm not going to see that either. I wait for it to come out on DVD.
Do you do movies?
No, I don't do... Do I do them?
Yeah. No, what Mike means, do you do them like... Do you...
You know, go to the theater.
Go to the theater.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I really don't.
Can't you get, some kind of videotape copies?
No.
Can't you have a home screening? No. You can't have a home screening at the house?
No.
At the castle?
I wish.
The mansion. Have you ever thought about calling Hef? He shows old.
No, I haven't.
He shows an old movie on Friday, as Dick Van Patten said.
He shows an old movie on Friday night and an old movie on Saturday night, and then a new movie on Sunday night.
Let's go right to the nerd lines. Let's start in New York.
Very good.
WNEW. Let's find out. Hello, hi. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Are you really a Star Wars fan?
Absolutely.
All right, now we're going to find out how big a fan you are. And keep in mind that, look, if I decide that you are, and Mike decides that you are a giant Star Wars fan,
right,
we're going to give you 60 seconds.
Understood.
What we want you to do is give the entire plot of the movie, including the ending, thereby disassociating yourself with the Star Wars nerd fan club.
Yeah, the nerd fan club. This is an offense that would be punishable by death.
Yeah, I resent the idiot comment made earlier.
Yes, that's good. Well, that's a good start, then.
We're not idiots.
That's good, but you are.
And hi, Leah.
Hi.
Very nice.
Let me see. What vector did Darth Vader's TIE fighter take while approaching Luke's X-Wing fighter in the Death Star's trench?
Can you say that again?
Sure. What vector did Darth Vader's TIE fighter take when approaching Luke's X-Wing fighter in the Death Star's trench?
I don't know.
No? I'm sorry. Dear. I didn't like the idiot comment, and I don't think he's qualified.
Let's take another one. Hello, Donna Mike. Who's this?
Hello?
Nerd phones.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Your name is Mike?
Yes, sir.
Mike, who is Obi-Wan Kenobi's brother?
Damn, these are good questions.
I told you we're looking to see. Yeah. We don't want just the pedestrian guys who went to see the movie.
We want a real, real passionate fan. These are the kind of questions that would be answered by any super fan. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don Mike, who's this? Hello?
This is Ethan from Philadelphia.
All right, Ethan.
Let me see. Ethan, what is the first line spoken in The Empire Strikes Back?
The first line spoken in The Empire Strikes Back?
Do not look it up on the internet as I'm speaking.
No, I'm not. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Wrong.
No, we're still looking for that turbo fan.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, Don, Mike, Steve.
Steve, are you really a Star Wars nerd?
Yeah, but these questions are a little difficult. I'll do my best.
What species is Boba Fett? Is Boba Fett?
Well, Boba Fett's a Terran.
A what?
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
It's a Terran. It's human.
All right. What was Han Solo's occupation before he became a smuggler?
He was an Imperial Academy student.
Okay, we got one here. We got one here.
That's right. You're an Imperial Academy student.
What vector did Darth Vader's TIE fighter take when approaching Luke's X-Wing fighter in the Death Star's trench?
I think it was 327.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And finally, during which era was Anakin Skywalker seduced by the dark side?
Ooh.
What?
During the Clone Wars.
Oh, wow. Got one here. Fantastic.
We got one here.
Man.
We got one here.
Oh, baby.
So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $100 cash. Gonna give you 60 seconds on the clock.
You betray your people.
And what you do is you give us the entire beginning, middle, and end of the movie.
Okay, I'll do my best.
In 60 seconds. And here's 60 seconds. Go.
Senator Amidala comes to Coruscant, the galactic seat, to vote on an army for the Republic. An assassination attempt has failed, and the decoy dies. Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin are assigned to protect her by Palpatine. The second attempt with poisonous millipedes or something like that fails, and a chase ensues. Obi-Wan falls to the sky, lands on the speeder with Anakin. They follow him to a nightclub. Obi-Wan cuts someone's hand off, and the assassin is killed by a bounty hunter named Jango Fett. Anakin goes to protect Amidala, and they go to Naboo. Obi-Wan goes to a diner, finds out that he needs to go to a planet where clones are. Yoda and the kids help Obi-Wan find the planet. He finds lots of clones, about 1.2 million of them. Anakin tries to swoon Aunt Amidala, but fails. They agree not to get together. And Obi-Wan meets Jango Fett and tells the council about them. They tell him to bring them to him.
10 seconds. Give me the end.
Okay. Yoda fights Dooku, and Anakin gets his arm cut off, and the clones have a big battle. And that's about it.
Yay!
There you know.
You know what? You are a winner in more ways than one. I thought that was a pretty darn good plot summary, and I could go to the theater and still not know what the hell I was looking at.
Well, I knew that one of them, got their arm cut off, so yeah, right. Anakin Skywalker gets his arm cut off.
But right, very cool.
But that is revealed, like, in one of the movies we've already seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat Yoda at all, do they?
No, they don't eat.
I always thought that, you know, if you got some of those coarse hairs off of Yoda's head, you know, he'd be, like, good with, like, an apple in his mouth.
My friend.
He's very pig-like.
You won $100, and,
pig-like.
Are you a Stones fan?
Yeah, actually, I am.
All right, where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
Ah, Virginia Beautiful. They give a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones at FedEx Field.
Okay, can I say hi to Steve Hager, my boss, who's listening in the other room?
Sure. Friday, October 4th, tickets are on sale.
And Scott Blackhall, thanks.
Tickets are on sale at the FedEx box office. All Ticketmaster locations online at Ticketmaster.com and CC.com.
Thanks.
Roast me, you will.
Thank you. Thank you for betraying your Star Wars friends.
And that's what.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Time to barbecue me, though.
Sold them out in a heartbeat.
That was good.
A barbecue for Yoda, you will have.
That guy's such a freaking nerd. God, he knew all those dumb questions.
His boss is in the other room high-fiving his boss for making that hire. Yeah, he's a good worker, really. I swear to God, he's a good worker.
It's time to go roll to the news cubicle with Buzz Girdley. There
in
he is
a world
now.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
That's Buzz. He made it up.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, new attack warnings for the U.S. and for Disney World.
Let's pray. If any place is to be destroyed, it's Disney World.
Disney World.
Hi, this is Michael Eisner. I want the monorail shut down stat.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up, on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very Pluto-rational.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, who was Obi-Wan's brother?
Owen Lars.
No, that was Anakin's brother.
No?
Yeah, because remember, his mother married Lars.
Listen, you remember. I'm reading you a quiz. Who was Obi-Wan Kenobi's brother? Owen Lars is the correct answer.
Hey, Rob, hand me that, will you? That thing on the floor?
I would like to disagree.
Pick that up for me, that thing on the floor. You know what that is, sir, on the floor? It's a rat's ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And I'm not giving it to Rob because I don't give it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Steve from Sacramento. Go Kings, baby. Go Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, goddamn, I cannot believe that they lost that game. When was that, Saturday?
Saturday. Right.
Christ. Christ's sake, Kings!
I mean, I couldn't believe
they got back tonight, baby.
They were playing so well throughout most of the game, and then at the end, they just what happened to them?
No, we got an injured Kobe Bryant, man. We got an injured guy.
Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento Kids now.
Yeah.
No, Mike. Jason Kidd plays for New Jersey.
Damn it. All right.
Not that it matters.
Rob's you know, doing that's the dance.
I'm telling you, though.
Now Mike's doing
right,
the dance.
Agreed. Toodaloo ass. Let's go Sacramento. 6:30 West Coast time.
They're hot. Go Kings!
Go Kings.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's going on, boys?
Hey.
You rocking that for Tim.
Thank you.
Hey, this is for Leah. I've been in love with her since she was Stacey Carosi on Saved by the Bell. Just wanted to know, with the 10-year anniversary mark kind of coming around, 91, 92-ish it was on, just wanted to know if they would get together and have themselves a little get-together on TV for our benefit, those Saved by the Bell watchers.
I don't know. I guess I should find out. I don't know.
Or you could also come back as, you know, they should have a Cheers reunion. You could come back as Carla's daughter. That would work out, too.
Right, right. Well, they're doing something on E. They're doing something on E for Saved by the Bell reunion deal.
You know, I heard that Screech beats Horshack in the boxing on Wednesday.
Well, I mean, Screech has got about... I mean, isn't Horshack like 10, 15 years older?
What's her name? Beats Olga Corbett.
Think of Joey Buttafuoco with China?
He gets beat by China.
How
do you know
that?
Fight.
Of all the fights, that's the one I'd like to see the most.
Because
I know it.
You're plugged in.
Because
somebody told me. Somebody that was there told me. Yeah.
Baby M.
Although they did, they filmed dual. Endings. Like they did with the first one.
So it's really like wrestling. It's not necessarily like a real boxing match.
The guy who went to the taping,
right,
said that it was very plainly that China or what? It's not China. I don't know who it is.
It's China. I think it's China.
Beats the crap.
She's using her real name now.
Out of Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, really?
And that Horshack gets beaten. By Screech.
No way.
And furthermore, at the end of it, Horshack has a gigantic ice pack on his nose.
Oh my!
So are you serious?
I'm not kidding about that.
Well, you know, when I saw the first one, and you know, you cannot. I don't care who you are, you cannot tear yourself away.
The funniest thing is
too fun to watch.
Manute Bol versus William Perry.
Now, William Perry, I figured it would be Manute Bol because William Perry is so incredibly out of shape.
Negative.
Really?
Wow. Negative.
Who are these?
William Perry used to be the refrigerator with the Chicago Bears.
They called him the fridge because he was so big and fat. And he's like bigger and fatter now. Manute Bol is a former basketball player from like Ghana who's 12 feet tall.
And in the last one, I don't know the girl's name who fights Olga Corbett, but she wins. Not Olga Corbett, the other one. The Rick Rockwell girl. Darva.
Darva Conger.
Darva Conger wins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she said she'd never go on that show, and there she is doing it.
Said she wouldn't do a lot of things, right?
That's right. She said she wouldn't do Playboy, too.
I don't want to be in the press, but I'll just do this other thing.
Meow. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. There will be more attacks on America, according to Vice President Dick Cheney. He tells Fox News it's not a matter of if, but when. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next year. We have to be prepared. Messages from Osama bin Laden's network indicate that another strike is being planned and that those attacks will be as big or bigger than 9/11.
Oh, God.
Cheney says it's tempting to think the threat is gone since there have been no attacks in 8 months. And he says the government's doing everything it can to make the U.S. a tougher target. But he says it's impossible to set up a 100% certain defense.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
The FBI says Al-Qaeda may be planning to attack apartment buildings next. Quoting one official, you need to know who's living in your building.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Officials inflated. That won't make us too paranoid.
Oh, my God. You know, what I don't understand is, I understand that they have to say it's imminent, that it's going to happen.
Right.
But you could also say, conceivably, in the event that they, you know, they could prevent a lot of these things from happening, it might not happen.
It might be stopped.
I mean, who's to say it's 100% sure that there'll never be another attack? Who's to say there's a chance they're, you know, they'll prevent another attack?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Officials in Florida are investigating a threat to the water system that serves Orlando and Disney World. They admit the threat lacks details and substantiation.
Oh, no, not that kind of threat, like an upper decker.
No. Not like a poison or biohazard biochemical. They're taking it seriously, nevertheless. Orlando, largely thanks to Disney World, is visited by up to 50 million tourists a year.
Hold on. Don, on my show. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
That's Ralph from Scranton. You know, I get to watch about 3 programs a week, and the one I was looking forward to was the boxing. Now, you screwed everything up for everybody. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
By the way, it's not Han Solo, it's Solo Hans. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Hello, the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't know if Leah has any plans to do a Showgirls type of a film in Saved by the Bell fashion.
Hey, knock it off, you.
The burper guy. Not a serious question.
The burper guy.
Oh, yeah, Iota.
Robert Blake.
You could answer, though.
Leah?
Fantastic.
No. Well, would you ever do a...
Oh.
Would you?
Like a la Elizabeth Hurley?
Would you?
If you could do a movie about a showgirl, would you?
I guess if it was done right, I don't know, maybe.
Tastefully?
Depends on the script.
Would you take the ice cube to your nipple?
No, I wouldn't do.
You wouldn't do that?
No,
you would
that
not
I wouldn't do.
You would not do a feature film where there would be nudity?
Probably not. No.
Probably not.
Because my boobs are real. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't know about that.
I disagree.
Leah Remedy is Vegas showgirl, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
If you could see Leah's boobs, would you?
Thus, the trials and tribulations of a Vegas showgirl, Leah Remedy, is Ginger. Rated R, no one under 17 without parent.
Robert Blake could be somewhat of a free man before this day is over. A judge in Los Angeles will rule today on whether Blake will be eligible for bail. And all this happens just as the TV show Extra uncovers an old interview in which Blake said he's always felt the urge to kill.
I've always felt the urge to kill. That girl deserved everything she got. I don't like sleeping on this mattress.
It's a stretch. The interview is from 1968 when Blake was promoting the movie In Cold Blood in which he played a killer.
That girl got everything she deserved there. Then that's the name of that tune.
The other Blake story today is the controversy over whether he should be allowed to pay the legal defense bill for his bodyguard.
Hold on a second, Buzz. I got to kill my bird. That bird. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Let me check and see if the bird, the damn thing's still alive. Take that. Oh, man. 15 headshots and the cockatoo still breathing. There you go.
Take another one. How about it?
Who wants Italian food? Let's go out for Italian food.
All right. There you go. Die, bird, die.
Bird. The Blake bird, my cockatoo.
That's what you got to bring.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Providing a daily 4-hour radio stink face. The Don and Mike Show.
And I don't forget Thursday. It's been a long time. It's back. Yo.
George.
Don and Mike Freak Show.
And once again, I want to see if we can do it. I'd like to see Whipped feed her hands.
Here.
I'd like to see the amazing Duck Man.
2002. Freak Show. So we give away a trip to Key West, Florida.
Freaks.
3 nights, 4 days. Key West, courtesy of Corona Lights.
And there are a lot of freaks down in Key West, so you'll feel comfortable if you win.
We'll start taking the freak registrations on tomorrow's episode. We're still on the air with Leah Remini.
And I'm sure everybody's very excited.
Here is Buzz Gurley with more news and comments.
Hi,
Buzz.
Excited.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And thank you to the person who figured out that our telephone number translates to 877-3-OLD-GUYS.
Hey, really?
Yes, it does.
877-3-OLD-GUYS.
That's right.
Ouch.
Well,
right.
The manager of the New York Mets says Major League Baseball is, quote, probably ready for an openly gay player.
Yes.
Bobby Valentine made that out of left field comment.
Well, listen to that name.
In an interview with Details Magazine.
I think they have one. I think he's a pitcher for the Red Sox.
Hey, that'll be quite enough of that. And who is it going to be? Pedro, is that what you're going to say?
Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, you. Quoting again.
Why I order. He's a sea sucker.
No, he's not.
From the you know, you always take my favorite Red Sox ever since Carl Yastrzemski. You called him gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I would still love them just as much as I've always loved them. In fact, maybe more so.
Three old men.
Three old men.
1-877-3-OLD-MEN.
Man, don't bother with it.
In the June-July issue, Valentine says, the players are diverse enough now, I think they could handle a gay teammate.
No way.
Some observers...
You ever see the rednecks that play baseball?
I have seen them.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Some observers, though, think that Valentine is setting the table for one of his players to come out. The New York Post says there's a persistent rumor that one Met star who's often seen with attractive women is actually gay.
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
The new Star Wars movie opened with $86 million over the weekend.
This is Mike Piazza.
Why do you say that?
Do you know why I play catcher?
Why?
The squat down.
And didn't he do the Tegrin shampoo commercial?
Catching. He did.
That was catching. A little gay.
Not pitching.
Catching, not pitching.
Look at this. One side is completely lovely. The other side is dandruff.
This is Mike Piazza from your New York Mets.
Yes, sir. You can come out now.
$86 million for Attack of the Clones over the weekend, $116 million over the opening 4 days.
My God, the colored ball players,
mm-hmm.
Their units are gigantic.
It's incredible. It's just
they're there in the locker room.
A feast for the eyes.
Spider-Man made $46 million this weekend.
Spider-Man.
The latest shot has been fired in the video game console wars. Nintendo says it's dropping the price of its GameCube system by $50 down to $149.
I could make about a million great gay jokes if I knew one more player on the New York Mets besides Mike Piazza.
And it's a National League, and so you got me there. I am an American League guy. If it was the Yankees, right down the line and have a wonderful
no
time.
No freaking idea.
And, you know, because of the Cablevision mess, more people are seeing Mets games on television now in New York than are watching
Al
Yankees games.
Al Leiter.
He makes my shorts a little lighter, I'll tell you that.
Mo Vaughn.
Homo Vaughn.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike.
Mets are starting to come to me now.
The new game console prices hit tomorrow and follow a similar move last week by rivals Sony and Microsoft. PlayStation 2 and Xbox dropped to $199 last week, down from $299.
You got to wind it up. Hey, do you remember in high school you used to call a guy you thought was fag, you used to call him a Mo?
A Mo.
Hey, don't be such a Mo.
Hey, you brushed up against me, you Mo.
And in sports, Boston's on top of the American League East by 2 games over New York. The Red Sox are home tonight against Chicago. The Yankees host Toronto. And finally, anger management is part of the behavior management class in the public schools of Pflugerville, Texas.
Pflugerville!
So it was just not acceptable when the teacher allegedly lost her temper and threw a chair. 37-year-old Julie Milligan now faces charges of injuring a child, which is a felony in Texas.
She threw the chair, didn't she, Buzz?
She did.
And it hit the child, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
That's exactly what it is. I'm Bobby Knight.
The teacher, who's since been suspended, allegedly threw the chair when a troublesome student complained he didn't have one.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Have one, what, a chair?
A chair.
Yeah.
On the Don and Mike Show.
A chair.
No chair.
Didn't have one.
And that's why she threw it. Isn't that horrible?
Christ.
That's a horrible thing to do.
Hey, Leah.
Yes, darling.
You've been very quiet the last hour.
Yeah, you're all right?
Really?
You okay?
No, I was just letting you guys do your stuff. And sports? I don't know anything about sports.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
There. Now we're
clear. Right now, we had to get out of there real quick.
We're clear in New York.
Mm-hmm. So, is everything all right?
All right, how would you rate day 6 of this experiment?
I don't know. I don't think I did well today.
I think that I have a prediction to make. I think.
Really?
I think that by the end of this run, this initial run, things are going to be different.
Yep. I think you're going to feel better. I swear to God, I do.
Yeah. I think you're
going to be better? Do you think I'm going to be better?
I think you are. Or you are who you are, and you're wonderful.
I am who I am.
You are who you are.
That's so true.
Well, no, you're going to be wonderful.
I am who I am, and I can't change that.
You are wonderful.
And damn it, people don't like me. There's nothing I can do about that.
They do like you. Would you stop that?
No, I mean, people who know me like me, but people who don't really know me
go, welcome to our world.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, 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 sir.
All righty. Rob, can you?
I have been.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? If you live where Leah lives, you'd be home.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.